Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for March 15th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
My body's in pain, Greg.
Why do you do this to yourself? Why do you go do the Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
I don't know. It's fun. There's some weird sort of twisted part of my brain that just enjoys it. But last night I couldn't sleep, so I took this like heavy anti-inflammatory that had been prescribed for me when I like fucked up my rib.
Yeah. So you're going to work out to get in better shape. However, you're also giving yourself some kind of drug addiction.
There's three things that are happening.
Okay,
I'm getting in better shape.
Sure.
I'm destroying my body in doing so.
Okay.
And I might be addicted to anti-inflammatory pills right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Now they don't really actually get you high. In fact, all they really do is make you a little dizzy and a little drowsy.
But they make you a little loosey-goosey. You feel better? The muscles don't feel as hurt?
Well, the shoulder, I was able to sleep last night, which was good. So when it kicked in, I got to bed. But it's weird because I hadn't rolled for 5 days leading up to this.
Are you saying you're part of the jiu-jitsu community now?
Oh, I'm definitely part of the jiu-jitsu community. But, you know, first and foremost,
what
I'm part of the climbing
community. You gave up on the climbing community.
Kevin and I are still part of the climbing community.
No, Kevin and I are trying to restart the climbing community.
First off, you're not a part of the climbing community.
I want to be. I told Kevin I would want to be.
Let's do it, man.
And then, love of my life, Jean-Vive Saint-Ange says she'd like to climb too when she comes to visit. We should all be climbing.
I'll go climb with you guys. I'm invited.
I don't know. You got to make a choice, and you can't be in both communities.
Yeah, I can do. You can absolutely be in both communities.
You can be in two things at once.
I don't know what that was a reference to.
You can have different opinions and be friends with people, and then you have to divide lines.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so
making a reference to like with the week and stuff.
It's a callback from last week.
This week.
Okay, great. when we roll, we wear gis. The traditional sort
so you
of
do wear, you're wearing like the whole like whoosh and the whoosh.
Yeah, we have gis.
That's awesome.
You can do that, and you can also, but a lot of people like no gi, which is just basically like you wear a rash guard and shorts.
No, so what's a rash guard look like?
Just like a normal like surfer rash guard. It's like made out of that quick material. It's basically just skin tight so it doesn't get caught, and you don't get like, because there's a lot of grabbing and rubbing and like you're on the mat.
I need to see what this guard looks like. Kev, can you bring up Kevin's on it, everybody.
If you type in BJJ rash guard, you'll see what that looks like. BJJ.
Why are all the rash guards attractive women models? Are you rolling with attractive women?
Oh, I mean, there are some women in the class.
Shit. Oh my God, are people seeing that?
Yeah.
Nick, buy the turtle guard now.
I have one that's better. Type in Army of Darkness BJJ rash guard.
Can we just get the turtle guards to run around here?
I'm gonna tell you one thing right now about yourself that you may or may not know. You learn a lot about your body when you have to wear a skin-tight rash guard in front of other people.
God damn it.
And it's fascinating. I have this rash guard.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's cool too.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of good ones. There's one that I almost bought that was Jean-Luc Picard's, like, Star Trek uniform.
Yeah.
It's got little four dots, and it's like this. That was pretty cool too.
Kevin.
A lot of people have a lot of fun.
I want to know, you closed it. I want you to look at them Ninja Turtle rash guards. I need a ballpark price for four of those.
Wait a second.
And then we all get the different ones and we all wear them in a photo shoot.
Okay.
I assume you're in.
Oh, sure, absolutely I'm in. I'll tell you one thing right now. You don't feel, they're not flattering. They're definitely not flattering.
Is anything I wear flattering?
That's fair.
Wacky?
Oh my God.
The wacky side of jiu-jitsu, crazy and funny gis and rash guards. Updated.
Oh, that is a hilarious gi.
They're the world's most ninja fighting team.
That is a great gi. I don't think you could fight really well in that mask, though. I think that might impede your movement.
There we go. So I want to know these guys.
I'll look into it.
All right, thanks. Get back to me on the information. Now, something from the chat.
Yeah.
And I know we don't like to dwell on the negative.
Sure.
And how rough this week's been.
Yeah.
But from the chat, Josh Doler says, why is Greg not calling him by his name?
Hmm. It's the thing is this, guys.
Charlatan.
I'm going to give everyone a little bit of a pass because it's been a rough week. But if you don't start referring to me as champion or our Lord and Savior by tomorrow, I'm going to be up your ass. You know what I'm talking about? With a stethoscope.
With the stethoscope?
I don't know why.
What do you think you're going to hear in my anus? Trust me, you can hear it without the stethoscope. Champ.
All right.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being the kind of funny Nintendo World Champion.
When's the rematch? I'm itching to go.
You named it. I think there needs to be a real number one contender thing.
Do we have...
Oh, that's true.
Do we have what?
I was going to say, do we have a Switch?
Yeah.
Plenty of
Switch. My Switch is here every day. Do you have the dock or did you take the dock home?
No, the dock's here.
Everything's here then.
You guys say the world.
He's right, though. He's got to go against Tim first. I think it needs to be a kind of funny free for like we need to have a bracket. It needs to be you versus Tim.
The company keeps getting smaller. I don't know how many brackets we can have.
A very simple bracket. Very simple bracket.
Somebody
say the word, I can set it up. And we can have Tim come in. He'll do a quick match.
Yeah.
Figure out who's the number one contender.
NMC, so Nimic Trogdor says Mario Kart. I agree, Mario Kart, because I will never... Once I get Mario Kart on the Switch, I'm never losing again.
No, you're not losing.
I'm never losing, because Tim has proven time and time again he can't beat me in Mario Kart.
He's a goddamn coward.
Yeah. You actually get angry when you play Mario Kart.
So I get angry when I play Mario Kart because it looks like Speed Racer now, but I also just haven't played Mario Kart in a really long time, so I'm at a disadvantage. If you want to go to Smash, or I feel like our skills are a little bit more evened out, and then I'm happy to do that. Or back to yoga, where I clearly have a decisive advantage over everyone in this office, except for maybe when Gia comes in.
Oh, Gia would clean your clock.
Gia would crush me. Yeah. But as we've said before, the championship needs to stay within this division. Okay, it can't go outside of it, right? We can't bring other people in. This is like ECW right now, right?
Yeah, oh no, we can't have...
We can't go to like...
That's the whole thing, you know, Craig over a Screw Attack. No, Game Attack. I'm never gonna get used to that.
No, fuck no.
He's always trying to get involved and come after the championship, do this thing. And I'm like, I'd love that, but then the chances that fucking clown Sean wins.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. The belt goes to fucking Dallas. We're never going to Dallas to try to get that fucking thing back.
We would have to just
make a new championship.
We would just steal it. We'd go to Dallas, steal it, come back. Yeah, I would totally do that.
Now, in the chat, Earl M says, I'll beat you, Greg. Let's go. Come to Kinda Funny Live.
Fair enough.
I don't know if we're going to be doing that at Kinda Funny
Live. I will be doing the championship at Kinda Funny Live. But here's the thing. It was proposed, after we talked about it on this show, that there be a community championship belt. And that there should be two of them. One that's in person, and one that's just like an internet title.
I feel like a lot of things come up here that like we don't really think about. Like, what's
but this is what the community's running with it. I think this is a post on the forums.
Quick question. What's going on with the Horizon photo contest?
I got to pick a winner.
All right.
I got to pick a winner at random, remember, because it's not a contest that would do that. Now, here's my big question. Are you ready to give up your RC car over there? Big Kev Dog.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I think that should be one of the things.
Do you want me to drive it over to you?
Yeah, that'd be great. So here's what we'll do. We're going to come over here. We're going to look into the forums. Kindoffunny.com/forums. I know there's a short link, Joey Noel. I don't remember it. Get off my fucking back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go to Kinda Funny, I assume. Horizon photo contest. Here it is. Pages, 214 replies. Remember, it has to be random, the winner I pick. I have been looking at these photos. You know, I love Horizon photos. I love photo mode. I'm happy.
Do you have any that you're like, oh man, this one's really nice?
I do. Well, yeah, but I don't want to do that because then what if they win randomly and then it seems like
I don't think the odds are in their favor for that.
I'll pick. I don't even know anything.
You don't get to pick. That's the thing.
Like
it's random.
I like that one.
No.
I like
They're all beautiful.
I like the one where the guy looks like Galvatron.
Random number generator says the winner is Midnight Special.
Great film.
Yeah, I did like that film.
I haven't seen it yet.
Midnight Special, I'm going to send you
a
message over here. Send him a private message. I'm going to say, you won. I'm going to give you my email address. You won the photo contest. Email me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, great.
What's going away, Nick?
What's what?
It's going away. We're giving it away as a surprise.
Oh, are we giving it away?
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's so functional.
Midnight Special has won the photo contest. It has been submitted. It was all random. Now, if you remember, what your win is, a prize box, basically. If you remember the old prize boxes... Nice job, Kev.
No problem.
We give away stuff we get here. There will be more in your prize box than just this. But...
Not much more.
Why not?
I don't know. All right, there'll be hella shit. You're gonna have tons 200
of shit, or 300. Well, no, they got t-shirts and all this other stuff. Because I'm giving away physical goods. They got other games to put in there too.
Yeah.
We should build out a prize box for them at some point. Maybe I'll have Tim come in here and I'll go back there and get arms full of goods. But the first thing we're adding to your prize box, Midnight Special, is this RC-controlled Nomad from what I'm sure, what I'm sure will be the hit game, Mass Effect Andromeda, that I am playing and I will be able to talk to you about one day.
Oh, you started playing already?
Yeah. Now, be careful with this, Kevin. This is going to... Now, there's a camera on this too, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at its feed right now.
That's awesome that this thing comes with a camera.
It's a little delayed and
yeah, but I mean, whatever.
It could be better is what I'm saying. Oh, God.
It is pretty terrible. He showed me on his thing and it was like, he'll move it and then 5 seconds later it starts going.
Well, he just looked at it too. He's using the controls.
I dare you just gun it, Kevin.
Don't gun it and break it for him.
Right into the wall. What is happening?
He's trying to get a very specific thing.
I'm trying to aim it at Nick, but I can't. This is terrifying because the table's so small. I'm gonna stop.
Okay, that's fine. We'll leave it there. We'll eventually maybe build more.
Can you show the camera one more time?
Show the camera?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
My favorite. Just aim the thing at the camera. All right, ready? Hold it there for a second.
Yeah.
See the lights? They turn on and off.
Oh, neat.
And then you get more lights.
Oh, wow, look at that.
That's super fun.
So there you go, Midnight Special, that's coming your way for entering and winning the Horizon Photo Contest, which was selected at random by the random number generator.
Can you send me the link to the photo that he submitted?
Show
the kids?
That's a great question. I guess I can. Hold on. Wait, did I send out that thing? Fuck. Now you're in my head, Kev!
That's right.
Go out. Must specify a subject. There, see, it almost wouldn't have gone out. You won. Do that, scroll down, hit submit. All right, that's out. Internet stuff. Stop sexting the wife and talk to people while I do this.
I'm sorry, I apologize. What is this story? Oh, no.
Don't look at the stories yet. Don't look at the stories yet.
I'll read some stories. Here, hold on, let me pull this up. You just do your thing. I can read-ish today, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know what's funny is now I got the Ninja Turtles theme song stuck in my head.
Yeah, you deserve that. Congratulations.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team. It's Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell and they're green. I just put the link in the top there for you. So you can show that out there.
Oh my god. Did they,
Now Kishin says they're giving away junk again. Well, that's not junk. That's an awesome RC car.
They're giving away my toy. I want to make that clear. That was mine? And they just decided, okay, cool, yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't want to hear that running around the fucking office.
I don't want to hear that running around the office. That's a good thing. Are you bringing up the post?
Equidivisions 5 says, Nick sending dick pics to the wife? No, I don't send dick pics to my wife. Not because she doesn't like or dislike them. There's just a general middle-of-the-road reaction every time I do that. That's very discouraging.
Ooh, holy shit, that second one's fucking
right?
Dope.
He did really good stuff. Again, he did not win because of this. Heads up.
He won because he cheated.
Because he cheated. Exactly.
Matt at Play says, Nick, how many photos of you do you have only wearing the championship belt? None so far because we haven't modified it so that it actually fits an adult human being.
You want me to do that?
If we can, yeah, that'd be great. Just maybe some shoelaces back there, we can tie it onto me, and then I'll have a lot of pictures.
I don't have any access to it because it's locked. It's like kept in that locked place. So,
the locked place?
Yeah. The drawers are all locked up because he doesn't want anyone messing with it.
Okay, that's fine with me.
That's fine with me as well.
If you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Each and every week here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we come to you with all the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. Of course, we give away a video game. Sometimes we give away RC cars and other stuff too. If for some reason you ever miss us live, no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny where we post each and every episode, day by day, show by show. It also goes up as a podcast service on iTunes and podcast services around the globe. Yesterday we missed a tip. I want to knock it out before we get there.
Got it.
Il Al gave us a tip that we missed apparently, but maybe it was after the fact and said, this is not a tip, this is a buy-in. I will be commuting from Phoenix, Arizona daily, so I'm going to be late every day. You know what? This isn't going to work for me. Enjoyed my time with the company. I had to reread it a couple times. That I think what happened is Il Al got a job where he was going to have to miss the morning show. But now he's going to stay home and watch the morning show, so his time with the new company is over. It was confusing.
I don't know what's happening, but please don't quit your job.
No, it's on. It's on iTunes and YouTube.
I think he was jokingly saying
you can just watch it later. It's on iTunes and YouTube.
That the tip was to pay for part of the company, so it, he wanted to be a member. Get what I'm saying?
It wasn't
like that. Yeah, like the hair club
I struggle with that one.
Huh?
No, I think I'm like a stockholder and kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. So he just bought $5 worth of shares.
That's not how it works. Are we selling it for a dollar a share?
Because I'll get on right now.
I was gonna say
I'll buy Kevin shares.
No.
For a dollar?
For $1.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Oh my god.
So, jumping to the stories. First story, a lot of you were talking about before we even got here in the thing. There's no real link for it, so don't pull up the link yet, Kev. I can't see what you're doing. Colin Moriarty, I guess, hitting it off with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan was talking about it on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah, this is happening. I guess somebody said each other.
We were listening to the live version or whatever when they were going through the news story, but then we had to do a Game Over Greggy show.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I guess somebody said that Joe said on the podcast he was going to try to get Colin on the podcast.
I think so.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. When we have information on that, we'll tell you about it as always. But yeah, that's good news. Having those guys get together. You were talking about this out there. What a crazy world
it's a weird world, yeah. Like
this stupid thing, kind of funny, we started, and Joe Rogan's talking about it all of a sudden, like mentioning the name of the podcast. Clearly he's talking about Colin.
Yeah, he doesn't know who we are necessarily yet. Yeah. But to hear him talk to Jim Norton about kind of, you know, he called us some sort of like organization. It's like, I don't know what this organization is.
Yeah. We're like the Shriners Club.
Yeah. But to hear that name mentioned and then, you know, see the story written up in a few places, it's just this very wacky world for me.
Yeah.
Specifically because I've never been in the public eye like that. I was always the man behind the camera. So it's just very fascinating to see those worlds collide in this way.
Yeah.
But I'm super proud of Colin, and I think he's gonna knock it out of the park. I think it's a perfect guest for Joe Rogan.
This
is
the whole thing.
It's so fucking crazy to like be able to
be
look at my
car?
iTunes and see that pop up on my thread where it's like Joe Rogan number fucking 978 or whatever it is. Colin Moriarty from
Colin Moriarty.
Loose Cannon?
No. Lone Wolf.
Rogue Warrior.
Lone Wolf.
Yeah.
Loose Cannon. That makes him sound like a crackpot. He's got a newspaper hat on, his glasses
on. I'm the only one that believes that you committed the crime.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool, man. I'm super proud of him. I think he going on Glenn Beck and doing all that other stuff. It's Colin.
Yeah.
God bless him.
That's what he wants to do, and that's what we want to see him go support.
I told him, I was like, whatever you do, do not smoke weed with Joe Rogan because he will put you
under the table.
Under the table.
Them danky Arnhem nose.
Whatever that man smokes is not what normal human beings smoke anymore. You can't smoke that long and be that into psychedelics and not probably kill people by giving them weed. So just be careful, Colin. If you're out there watching, we're praying for you.
You can survive, Colin.
Just have a little. No edibles. And if Joey Diaz is there, for the love of God, just walk out of the
You're building. Such a huge Joe Rogan fan.
Oh, I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've been listening. I started listening to Joe's podcast when we started podcasting because I was like, I need to become a fan of this.
Yeah.
In order for me to really try to do a good job as a podcaster. Like, you know, it's kind of my thing where I'm like, I'm out there looking for like a mentor or someone that does it right.
Yeah.
That's sort of the benchmark or the gold standard for us. And so I started listening to Joe's, and at first I was like, this is a wacky fucking podcast. He's like, one day he's talking about hunting, the next day he's talking about DMT trips, and the next day he's talking about mixed martial arts, and then has Whitney Cummings on. So he runs the gamut, and it's hilarious because he could legitimately have like 5 to 6 different shows.
Yeah.
One on fighting, one on hunting, one on drugs, one on politics, and one on just comedians. But he just smashed it all together because that's what he wants to do. And it's very, very cool. So yeah, I started listening to that, fell out of it, then came back, like went to Kevin Smith's podcast, then came back to Joe because they did a crossover. And I was like, oh, Kevin Smith's on Joe Rogan's podcast, I'll watch that. And now I can't not listen to anything else but him.
That's awesome.
He's very fascinating.
Well, I can't wait to see Colin on it.
It's going to be cool.
First story that has a link. Over at Deadline.com, Mike Fleming Jr. says, Warner Brothers ponders more of the Matrix.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Warner Brothers is trying to see if there is more life in the Matrix beyond the 3 groundbreaking films written and directed by the Wachowskis. This is all in the exploratory phase? Exploratory phase. And it's unclear if the Wachowskis, then Andy and Larry, but now Lily and Lana Wachowski, or the original cast will be involved, or producer Joel Silver. Right now, I hear the studio is likely to create a writer's room of scribes to figure out the best possible way to relaunch the franchise. Why would they do that and take on such a... groundbreaking series? The trilogy grossed nearly $1.8 billion worldwide. The 1999 original featured some of the most audacious action ever seen on screen during its time. Then they go on and on. Of course they want to do it because Hollywood's out of new ideas. What the fuck? What the fuck? Don't redo The Matrix.
Look,
just
the
stop.
Fact of the matter is, The Matrix trilogy was perfect.
Don't know if that's correct either,
but... It was perfect. When that kid... is shooting all those things, the little squishy squid monsters at the end, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever the fuck he said, something like for Neo or some shit like that, and he's crying. Perfect. You can't recreate that emotion ever again. Why even try?
Why even try is the great question.
Why even try?
Don't even do it. You know what I mean? Especially when the Matrix ends and it's just like, spoilers to the Matrix. It's like, oh, this is just a thing that happens over and over
again. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. God, Jesus fucking.
Here's the deal, though. I loved the Matrix. I recently went back and watched Matrix Revolutions and Reloaded.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as I remember them being. I just think that by comparing them to the first one, they're just obviously inferior. I think they could go back and remake those or do something else in that world and do something cool. I don't know.
I just feel like,
why?
It's the same.
I don't know.
No, because I saw this
why
on Twitter.
Ghost
somebody,
in the shell?
Somebody was like, hey, I think maybe it was, you know, I follow Jordan Peele now after Get Out.
Yeah.
And I think he retweeted it, or maybe Drucker retweeted it. But it was somebody saying, like, you know, Get Out made X amount of money in this, you know, as this new franchise. But here we are talking about rebooting the things, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't do this, make new IPs. And I agree with that, but I think the new IP that hits is always more rare than the sequel. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's the thing. But I mean, like, just stop rebooting everything.
Well, they'll say that until someone pays Jordan Peele $200 million to make Get Out 2.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It's his own franchise, his own series or whatever.
That's true. It's not a reboot. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
But yeah, I haven't been aching for a new Matrix. And it's weird because the Matrix 1 was so awesome.
Good.
Remember that? That caught every off guard. I remember when I got my PlayStation 2, put it down, and then a couple days later, my friend Evan came over and he brought the Matrix DVD and he's like, this is what you need to see to understand what DVD is and like what audio is on a DVD.
You didn't see it in the theaters?
No.
Really? Yeah. How did you miss the Matrix in the theaters?
I got things to do,
games
to play.
It's the avatar of our generation.
I was waiting for PlayStation 2, so I was busy, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I remember seeing a preview for that going, this could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I saw it with my friends, and we got out, and I was like, we have to see that again. That is one of the cool... Seeing the Matrix in the theater, not knowing what it was,
because
I don't think it was very, if I remember correctly, I don't think it was very well promoted. Like,
sure.
I don't think it was like, it wasn't a mass media blitz like you get with a Fast and Furious or, you know, an Avengers movie. So, like, I remember thinking this is going to be cool, and Keanu's cool. I like Keanu. Oh, God, I didn't know who anyone else was.
Yeah.
And you go into that theater, man, and it blew you away. It was so fucking good. And then the next one came out, and it was, like,
ooh,
weird. It was like Burning Man underground.
Yeah.
You're like, what is happening? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ah, what a sad thing.
Yeah.
They could definitely
Mr. do
really
Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
That guy never did another movie. It's really sad.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah.
Never
that
again.
That was it. That was his career.
That was it.
He could have done so much more. He didn't. Next story! Comes from IGN.com, where Alex Osborne says the Disney Afternoon Collection announced. Capcom has announced the Disney Afternoon Collection, a six-game compilation that bundles together an assortment of classic Disney games. The titles featured in the collection include Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, DuckTales 2, and Tailspin. The Disney Afternoon Collection releases on April 18th and will be available as a digital download on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC for $19.99. $15.99 upside down like J with a line through it, €19.99. All six games in the compilation have been visually upgraded with 1080p support and include different filter options that recapture the classic retro aesthetic. Boss Rush and Time Attack modes have been added to all each title as well. As the name implies, Boss Rush mode allows players to face off in a string of consecutive boss battles. Meanwhile, Time Attack will have players racing to the end of each level with the fastest times shared via online leaderboards. Additionally, a rewind feature has been added to make the games more accessible, allowing players to rewind time and recover when they make an error. An in-game Disney Museum is also included, which features concept and character art, as well as music and other things. It's interesting. And IGN puts this in here. They don't say interesting. I think it's interesting. Capcom released a remastered digital version of the original DuckTales a few years ago, called DuckTales Remastered, whatever. It's just interesting that it came out of the blue like this. They made such a big fucking deal about DuckTales. Every PAX you go to, they'd have a little DuckTales booth to go sing in.
Right.
All the Capcom people were going crazy there. The song burrowing into their head. They couldn't get away from it. But here we are. Okay. Here's a whole bunch of them shoved together. Tim's super excited.
Yeah, he's very stoked.
Chad, are you super excited? Let's see what we got here.
No.
Steve-O-Matic, 85, let's get dangerous. Of course. Zygo 094. Oh, shit. What up, Tim? Good Disney news.
Yeah. Dudes in Space says, Dudes in Space in the house. Appreciate that. Not a comment on this, but
yeah.
I like that they announced themselves.
Kelly9 says he was in Hacksaw Ridge. Lol. Again, he's talking about the Agent Smith from The Matrix. That was a joke. He was also like in Lord of the Rings.
He's been in
a million other movies,
he's
too.
Been
the guy's had
stuff.
A fantastic career. But yeah. He's one of those guys And I'm sure you know his name because you're smarter than me. I don't know his name. But you see him in everything. Ah, you're one of those guys. You're one of those character actor dudes that shows up everywhere. Yeah. You're never the main
You're talking about Hugo Weaving?
Yeah. You're never the main dude. No. You're always a support character or one of the guys building the world with
him. Yeah, he was just in something else that I saw. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's had a great career.
Would you see Hacksaw Ridge?
I did not see Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just was just, I'm like, I have no desire to see that film. And I know it's good. It got nominated for Academy Awards. I think it's Andrew Garfield's accent in it. Just kind of throws me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll watch it and love it. I'm sure it'll be great. And one day I'll watch it when it comes on Netflix and be like, why didn't I watch this before so I can talk to everyone about it?
Yeah. I see it on the plane. Saw it on the plane before.
Yeah. I was trying to get you and Tim to Christmas Party with me on the plane. Yeah. And you wouldn't do it. Now, it reminds me of the time that Kevin was trying to get us to watch, what was it, Kev?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Two.
And no one watched that with me. And Kevin, I'm here to apologize to you because now I know how it feels.
Thank you.
I know how it feels to want to watch something so badly and get no support.
Thank you.
So I apologize.
It means a lot.
My friend, I apologize.
It means a lot.
Yeah. Next plane, though.
People are saying, watch it, Nick. It's good. Hacksaw Ridge is great. Just saw it last weekend. Tim. Hacksaw Ridge is amazing. Again, I'm not Tim. I'm Nick. But that's okay.
Red Skull. He was Red Skull, too. See, that's what I'm always saying. He's doing these cool things.
He was in V for Vendetta. That's right, everybody. Look at that. Everyone's coming out of the woodwork now to support Hugo Weaving. Where were you 5 minutes ago when Greg was shitting on his head?
I don't know if it was that severe. I was just...
On his head.
On his head, apparently. My apologies, everybody. I didn't mean
Take
that.
A big Hugo, if you're watching... dump.
Hugo, if you're watching, I didn't mean it.
What'd you do if Hugo Weaving was a huge... best friend, like one of the most outspoken best friends.
I'm so sorry that I would be like, why haven't you reached out before to let us know that you were like this, following this closely? Like if Zeiger was in Captain America, I would know that Zeiger was in Captain America.
It's true.
Just putting that out there.
It's true.
Next story is from the PlayStation blog. David Jaffe himself pops up to say, Drawn to Death is free for PlayStation Plus members this April. Hey y'all, it's Jaffe, game director over at the Bartlett Jones Supernatural Detective Agency, which again, I've said before, now it doesn't matter as much. When he originally did that, I thought that was going to be the game. Because all it was is he'd talk about Bartlett Jones, Bartlett Jones, Bartlett Jones. I didn't realize that was his studio for a long time. I was like, oh, he's making a detective game. Weird. I have a confession to make. For the past few months, whenever players would suggest that Drawn to Death would be a perfect fit as one of the free games for PlayStation Plus, I'd have to bite my tongue. Parentheses. And if you know me, you know that ain't easy.
That's not easy.
Not easy. All I can do is nod and say, that'd be great. We'd love it. No plans for that. Nice idea, though. But behind the scenes, we've been talking to the fine folks over at PlayStation Plus. I wanted to find a way to invite all of you PlayStation Plus members into this experience and give you a look at what really excites me about the games these days. We've been working on Drawn to Death for nearly 3 years, and over time, it has become this robust, highly competitive game, and we haven't even talked about a lot of the new features yet. Needless to say, I thought you could help build an unbelievable community for the game. I just couldn't say anything. Until now. We just couldn't wait any longer to share the good news, so here we are, finally, loud and proud and excited as all get out to announce that Drawn to Death launches April 4th and is free for PlayStation Plus members. Drawn to Death, as you may know, is a third-person shooter brawler that takes place entirely inside the pages of a high school kid's notebook. All of the kid's creative drawings come to life and battle it out in this highly competitive, fast-paced online action game. Part of the fast-paced action genre I used to proclaim on that there GameScoop. How closely have you followed this? And be honest, the whole Drawn to Death stuff.
Not closely. I mean, I played it a little bit like 2 E3s ago. I've heard you guys mention it that it needs to come out already, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, and that's why this is an interesting move. And I think...
Was this planned all along, do you think? Or?
No. I mean, like, originally, Drawn to Death was going to be their free-to-play game. Okay. It was part of the thing they were doing down at Sony San Diego of incubating all these free-to-play games, like Guns Up and all that, and the mobile one that's already came and went already. The thing about Drawn to Death is, yeah, when we went and played it at PSX that first time, I remember running around playing, I'm like, oh, this is actually fun. You know what I mean? And I'm not an arena shooter dude.
Right.
And I don't know if I will be when this comes out, if this is going to be me for arena shooters or whatever. But the style of the game's awesome. The content seemed awesome. But yeah, then it was the fact that they had announced it and shown it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever ago. And it just never, ever went anywhere. And you're like, what's going on? And then, of course, Sony San Diego kind of closes up on the free-to-play business. They're not going to do that anymore. And so then it was that Drawn to Death is going to be a full-price game. I think the announcement, and then Colin and I were talking about on PS I Love You, with the fact of just like, that seems like it's too late. You know what I mean? Like, people already had it in their head, this is free-to-play, maybe this. I think the game is good enough to find an audience. But then you wonder of like, well, how big could that audience possibly be for a $60 game that people were thinking was going to be free to play,
Right.
This is a really brilliant move. I don't think this is going to make Drawn to Death Rocket League by any stretch of the imagination. Because Rocket League, of course, was nobody knew what it was. People started playing it. People thought it was cool. People started talking about it. And then it was, it's going to be PlayStation Plus. Here you go.
Right.
I do think that this is a very fascinating move, though, of way more people are going to play Drawn to Death and think it's a value than they would if it was free.
Yeah.
If you put a game out free to play, I think people are like, meh, why would I go jump into that necessarily? Unless it looks really cool to me, it does all these different things. When you say it's a free PlayStation Plus game, people are more inclined to download it because, well, I'm paying for the service. Mm-hmm. I am getting this. There is money going to Jaffe's, you know, developer here as he's, you know, second party, I guess, in this third, whatever you want to say. Probably technically third party, but second party. Well, that's exclusive, so it's probably... Anyways, he's getting the money for it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that, so he's getting money up front for it and then making it off the 60. Yeah, I think Sony owns the IP, so second party. But it's going to be really interesting to see if this ends with them having an audience. Because I thought from playing it originally, I was like, this could be successful. Free-to-play turns. The industry just totally turns its back on free-to-play, and it's like, oh, okay, free-to-play is kiss of death.
Right.
Then now it's going to be this full-price game. What are you going to do? Now people are getting it. They're going to play it. PlayStation Plus games get played, so
yeah.
We'll see. I wish him the best. Jaffe's awesome. We wanted to get him in this week, but it's been hectic.
It's been a week.
Now the next story is one that's interesting. Cool. I'm aware. This is part of the story. Can you show this?
Yeah.
So over at BricksToLife.com, you might know these folks as the LEGO Dimension fan site I use all the time. And also the people of the podcast I've been on, Toys to Life, their podcast or whatever. The idea here is that their article is called The Quiet Cancellation of LEGO Dimensions. I saw them put this out, flipped out, of course, started clicking on the link. Link not working. Keep getting this. Their site, similar to our server, our forums yesterday when I put out the, hey, what should I do about PS I Love You, now the Colin's gone post, crash it out. So I finally got this to work in the car and was able to read the article. And this is totally, take it with a grain of salt. However, I know so many of you are LEGO Dimension fans, like me, because of me showing you. I know, like, Joey and Trevor and all you guys are into it, too. So, if you can't load the article, the thrust of it is this. Bricks to Life is saying that they have trusted sources who are involved in some respect with LEGO Dimensions. Not sure if they're WB, not sure if they're TT Games, who have told them that things are going south fast with LEGO Dimensions. The fact that, of course, LEGO Dimensions launched 2 years ago. The idea being that they said the portal you're buying this one time will be good for 3 years. We're not going to put a new portal. We're not going to do any of this different stuff. So 3 years to go, this portal, which everyone assumed meant you get the game, you get the year two content, and then you get the year three content again down the line. Year three content, if they would have stuck with the same schedule, would have appeared and talked about right around that E3 timeframe. That's when they did it last year with year two content. However, year two content schedule has been pushed all the way back and all fucked up. We still haven't gotten Powerpuff Girls. We still haven't gotten Goonies. There's all this different stuff that we don't have yet. But where the hell is it? And there was this thing that I didn't even pick this up in the Bricks Life article over here about how they had promoted that, hey, you know, you're going to get this exclusive Hermione, you get this Hermione figure. And to do that, Hermione is going to be added to the game in March, which is now. But then that's quietly been pushed to May, which starts butting up against where year three should be announced. The idea on the inside is that they're pulling out, it's not doing well enough for them anymore, and that they're going to take the year two content and pull it and stretch it and stretch it and stretch it to get it into that year three thing and then quietly just walk away from it, which sucks. But also, I don't know how upset I am about it. You know how much I like LEGO Dimensions when
it
first came out.
You got a lot of those. You went in deep.
I did.
You went in real deep.
But the thing I found is that this year two content, what they've been putting out, I haven't been super motivated to play.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of different reasons for it. Like, I was super excited for story packs, right? Which are longer experiences. You know, you're going to get, like, you know, six real story levels, all this different stuff. But they did it for Ghostbusters. They did it for, Sorcerer's Stone, the new Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
And they did it for Batman, the Lego Batman movie. All three of those movies, I was like, a Ghostbusters I didn't like. I thought it was whatever. Fantastic Beasts I liked enough, but not enough to go. Like, I need to go home and play this.
Right.
And then Lego Batman I didn't like either. So I have those just sitting there. I haven't put them together, done anything with them. And then the little stuff they've put out, level packs and wise, I haven't motivated either. And part of that, of course, is the fact that it's a trophy thing, where the trophies suck for them. There's a bunch of bronzes. Why the fuck would I be motivated to play them?
Right.
But also, they're not the franchises I'm super motivated to get back into
right.
and go through. Like, I would have much preferred a story pack for Gremlins rather than a story pack for Ghostbusters.
Sure.
But I understand that you think Ghostbusters is going to be this big thing.
Gremlins would have been amazing.
They have Gremlins figs, but not, like, level packs or packs around them or whatever. So, it's sad, but it's not. What's very interesting in the article LEGO Dimensions is, or that, I'm sorry, Bricks to Life is talking about is the fact that eventually, and I would assume the next few days, they have information about what year three was going to be, but I guess they're saying that because of the way it's been going, and TT, like, they talk about it going from basically being the top dog last year at their, like, here's what we're doing this year for TT Games, to now being at the bottom of the pile and, like, an afterthought. I guess IPs, according to them, and again, take this all with a grain of salt, has been pulling out of the thing just based on this. So they were talking to Property X, and Property X is like, yeah, we're tentatively in, and then something happens, like, you know, or we're out. So it starts fucking up year three altogether. Now, the reason I'm doing this, reading it, not only I know the Bricks to Life guys. I understand how into the Toys to Life community they are, and I bet that their sources are actually good sources. I'm not vouching and saying the story is 1,000% true. I just think it makes sense, and then it does make sense too, and like how it's been quiet and where are all the other figs we were supposed to be getting and stuff like that. Why have we not heard more about where the Powerpuff Girls are and stuff like that? Interesting. Wanted to throw it out. I'm sure it put a lot of you to sleep, but I know a lot of you do like LEGO Dimensions. We'll see as it goes on. Here's a fun one from Kotaku. This is a simple one, more pictures than anything else. Over at Kotaku UK, as they call it, someone has made a Switch travel dock that fits in your pocket. Julia Benson. Someone over on Reddit, going by the name Jolly One, has managed to make a travel...
Sorry, what was that name?
Jolly One.
Okay.
Double
checking that I heard that right.
Jolly Mon.
Okay, yeah, I got it twice.
It's got a Mon in there. Jolly, J-O-L-I, Mon. Mm-hmm. Jolly Mon. Has managed to make a travel dock for the Nintendo Switch that is significantly smaller than the one Nintendo ships with the console. If you've been wanting to take your Switch round to a friend's house and connect it to their television without the hassle of unplugging the dock, carrying around, take a look in Envy.
That's pretty dope.
You can see it's super small. Now, the other interesting thing that I saw maybe on Reddit, maybe on Kotaku, maybe somewhere else, is that... Oh, here, maybe here. Oh, this is similar to the thing. Okay. According to Jollymon, all the internal components from the dock have been migrated over to the smaller enclosure using a more compact travel setup by using a USB-C extension to connect the Switch to the dock. What I had heard is that this doesn't solve the deal of if you didn't have the dock with you, but someone else has an article up today, maybe Kotaku, about if you don't want to keep putting your Switch in there and worrying about scratching the screen, you can use USB-C extenders to extend it into the dock and have it out.
Oh, in that way.
But I guess it's finicky, of course, as you'd imagine.
Of course. Yeah, this looks like, I mean, I love the idea and I love the, like, the concept of sliding it in and out of the dock.
Yeah.
But I think this is a slightly more practical concept.
Sure, I mean, like, it's the interesting idea, right, of just,
you
like...
Just place it, look, it's got the little rubber nubs, you just place it on top, boom.
Sure.
Done.
Yeah.
Plug it in, plug it in.
I mean, but, my whole thing with the dock thing is that I've been in and out of my dock for a while.
Right.
I notice, not scratches, but, like, things down there, and I wipe it off and nothing's happening. Of course, I'm not this kind of gamer. I don't care if the, because it's the, what do you call it? Tim always knows, it's the bezel?
The bezel.
The bezel?
The bezel, yeah.
Which is the black box around the actual screen.
That would bug the shit out of me.
See, it wouldn't bother me, and so I don't really worry too much about it.
Right. Also, right now, the Switch that I'm using is folded up in my backpack in a t-shirt, so. Yeah. You know,
they should make those cases easier to get.
They might want to.
But my thing is, I just want to buy another dock. I need to get a dock for the living room, leave one dock in the bedroom. And then when I'm going to Edmonton this weekend, Heelkick premiere. If you're in Edmonton, Saturday, 4 p.m., the movie plays. Afterwards, meet and greet, which is just the after party I'll be at. We can all hang out. But I'm going to bring my Switch, obviously. That's why I bought this giant battery. Because on the flight back from flight to Boston, fucking amazing.
Charger worked in the seat.
Yeah, the seat. My 3 hours in, my Switch is like, I need power. I'm like, no big deal. I'm on Virgin America. Plug it into the seat. 3 more hours, land in Boston, fastest flight of my life. Mm-hmm. Coming back. 3 hours in, it's about to die. Plug it in. Nope.
Nothing.
Jump up, get my fat Mophie that I thought might work. Plug that in, and it's like, ooh, it comes back on. It's like, you got 2% battery. We're charging. I'm like, great. Screen goes back to sleep because I'm gonna watch something while it does it.
Sure.
Comes back like, you got 2% battery. We're gonna keep charging. I'm like, all right.
Oh,
goes
no.
back to sleep.
Oh no.
You got two. And I'm like, nope. This is not how this process is supposed to work.
Too slow. Yeah. Something, too slow.
Well, it wasn't too slow. It was just giving it the wrong wattage. Yeah. Like, so it was like freaking the fucking system out. So I have to pull that. But now I got this giant power brick so that. Because I booked the flight to Edmonton being like, oh, I got to make connections, which sucks.
Yeah.
And it was one of those like, do I want to risk the 45?
That's an opportunity to charge.
Do I want the 45 minutes in Vancouver between my flights, or do I want like the hour and a half? And I'm always one that's like, I'd rather go the hour and a half.
I go hour and a half.
Everything's going to be, something's going to happen. I'm going to get in late. We're going to get out of here late. Dada, don't fuck with it. And I'm like, I got the Switch, now it doesn't matter. So that's the thing. Now I got the giant battery power with me.
Interesting.
I'm not going to fuck around, man.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I have not been able to bring myself to play Zelda since getting off the plane.
Why?
Because I've been too tired at night, and I know that the second I get into it, I'm just going to, it's going to be until 3 o'clock.
Sure. I understand that.
So I'm looking forward to, I got a flight down to LA this week.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's the thing with playing Mass Effect now. No spoilers for Mass Effect, don't worry. But Mass Effect being such a huge game, and I know Zelda's huge, I'm not knocking Zelda. Mm-hmm. Such a huge game that is a very traditional RPG or Mass Effect, where it's like, here are all your objectives and things to do for this mission or whatever. And even last night where I was like, I'm getting tired and I still have to do these like three things. I've done two of them. I can stop here, save, and pick that up.
Sure.
Whereas Zelda is constantly like, all right, I'm going to do one more shrine. Get out of that shrine. Well, here's something I've never fucking seen before. And I walk over and I'm like, oh, what the shit's that? Oh my God, I'm close to a tie. And then like,
is that a rock monster?
3 hours have gone by. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's how they get you with that fucking grain. It's like digital crack cocaine, my friend.
Digital crack cocaine?
I can't wait to talk to you about Mass Effect, though. I'm excited to hear your initial impressions of that.
Are you a Mass Effect fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played 2. I played the demo for 3. I was like, it's a very long game for me.
Yeah.
And my only problem with Mass Effect 2, I played it over such a long period of time that I don't know what happened in the story.
Sure. But well, you were mining nonstop, if I remember correctly. Like crushing burritos and mining planets?
There's nothing better than spending an entire day mining planets. It is relaxing.
Yeah.
At one point, my wife mined some planets for me. She was like, let me take over for you. I was like, I don't mind. She's like, no.
I got this, honey.
In this relationship, we both have to pull our weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very relaxing, so I'm excited about that. Mass Effect's a great game. Great game. Mass Effect 2 is amazing.
We got to get you a code. I didn't realize you cared.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
All right, great. Real quick one. Over at IGN.com, Wesley Copeland, Ubisoft bans over 1,000 For Honor players. Ubisoft has issued bans to players using an AFK farming in For Honor. Via Reddit, Ubisoft says it handed out around 1,500 three-day bans and around 4,000 warnings to players who have been detected using the exploit. Here's how it goes. Quote, this week we wanted to give you more visibility about our policy against players who are using AFK farming on the For Honor battlefields. For those unfamiliar with the practice, players are able to go AFK, away from keyboard, also a infamous IGN podcast back in the day. IGN is AFK, you remember that?
No.
It was the Tau podcast. There was IGN is AFK, and there was IGN GameScoop. And I think that was it. And then the very beginning. Doesn't matter. And keep their in-game character moving throughout the match. Parentheses example, tying a rubber band around the controller's stick, garnering the endgame rewards and progression without actually playing. The farming aspect comes about when these players use the technique frequently to gain a large amount of these rewards. Ubisoft has clarified that some players are using cheat engines to AFK farm, and anyone caught doing so is likely to receive a permanent ban rather than a temporary one. Interesting. The For Honor community, very fascinating to me. And the way that, like, I when we did those streams and I was saying, it's got to be one-on-one, you're not being honorable, all these different things. Then they kind of adopted that after the fact, started doing that thing where they wouldn't attack each other if you're attacking somebody. I like that. I like this in the way of, like, I get that if you're the motherfucker trying to play it real and all these characters are just, like, running into the wall like this.
Right.
It sucks. Easy kills. I don't know if I complain, but.
You're like this. Yeah. I know it's not a real person, but I'm going to kill him.
What are you chatting up in there? What's going on?
Oh, people are just talking to me about Mass Effect. Some people are saying the story wasn't as good as everyone wanted it to be in 2, so I didn't miss much.
Oh,
yada yada.
And then fuck that!
Then people are asking me if what it would take for me to get a Switch, to which I replied, to this day, I have never bought a console.
Yeah.
They just
appear for you, right?
And I will never do it. It'll just appear for me.
Good point.
Just like the Switch that's in my bag.
You have a PS4 and Xbox One. I'm just going to take home with me.
I'll keep it when we need to play games in the office.
See,
I'll bring
it back to the office. I completely disagree that Mass Effect 2 story wasn't good. I loved Mass Effect 2 story. That's the thing that got me. I didn't like Mass Effect 1 story that much. I got lost in the weeds of being the final Spectre and all this crap. And then Mass Effect 3 was a continuation of 2, so it didn't really matter. The ending was like, all right, whatever. But right. Mass Effect 2 was great because it was like, cool. You're Shepard. You're going on a suicide mission. You died, you're back now, they've done all this different things. Spoilers, if you didn't know this, come on, play Mass Effect.
Get your dick out of your hand,
get your dick out of your hand.
Get it out of your hand.
Play
put it in your pocket.
Mass Effect. Put your dick in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket,
Kevin. Put it in your pocket! But yeah, I thought Mass Effect 2 storyline was great because it was concise and you understood what was happening. And then it was like, that was where the loyalty missions were of like, well, I want Jacob to work with me. We better go find his fucking dad.
Right.
Well, I want Jack to be happy with me. We better go fucking fuck up her orphanage and just tear motherfuckers a new one.
Yeah, I think I did that. That was fun. Who did you end up having sex with?
Garrus.
Garrus?
Yeah.
Good for you.
100%. I was Fem Shep and I fucked Garrus.
Are you Fem Shep again in this one? Or?
No. So this is what I talked about in the preview that we did here after I played the initial thing, is I played as Jack Ryder, but no, Scott Ryder, right? I played as both the Ryder twins, the male and the female. And what put me off, but then kind of endeared me too, is that the male Ryder sounds like Nolan North, he looks like Nathan Drake, and I was like, and like, he's a bit, since you're not a soldier, you're on this exploratory mission, you have more liveliness, you're more talkative, you're more this. And when I played as, I think the demo they showed us, no, it was the other way around, right? Where the demo they showed us, it was the guy, and then I played as the girl. And for me, the way the guy was making the jabs, making the comments, played better than how she was. Not that, like, there was anything wrong with how she was doing it. It was just like, huh, this feels...
You vibe more with the guy.
I'm vibing more with that guy, too. And then it was like, you know, okay, cool. Like, I've never done that before, so why not try it? And this is the first Mass Effect where I haven't augmented the character at all. Like, I didn't character create at all.
Right.
Like, Colin always said, you know, when he played it, he just played as male Shep, and that was it. When I played it and I was Fem Shep, I jumped in and changed hair color and eye color, and it's really weird because when they made an official Fem Shep, they just made my Fem Shep, which was, okay, whatever.
Interesting.
But it was, this one, it was this first one where I was just like, all right, fine, like, whatever. I want to see how this looks and how it moves that way. So,
okay.
We'll talk about more. All right. Should join us on the Gamescast when we talk about it.
Love to.
We have a trailer now. Who's ready to guard your ears?
Let's do it.
We're going to look at the Coco trailer. This is the new Pixar.
Kevin, can you turn that trailer fan off, too, when you get a second? Because it's, like, drying my eyes out. Yeah. Oh.
It's been so hot.
No, I know, yeah. If only it was nice today. If you watched the Kinda Funny Morning Show yesterday, it's okay, Kev. We went out there, we drank the beers, the sun was shining, it was beautiful, it was supposed to be that way all week. Today, overcast and drizzling. What the flying fuck? I was so excited to ride my bike again today.
San Francisco.
No. Tomorrow we were trying to get barbecue.
Let's move to LA.
That's still happening.
That's still happening regardless?
Yeah, isn't that what we decided?
Well, I know, I just like to play a little bit with you. Yeah, I know we're doing it no matter what. I act dumb all the time on these shows. I always act like I can't pronounce words, and then I say the wrong thing, and that's just all me being Endearing Greg stuff.
Sure.
We still watch shows in this, or trailers in this show, right? Do we say to hell with the YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it less.
Okay.
And we've had less problems.
Should we not do this one?
Eh. The hell with the YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I'll have to clip it out if something happens.
Do you want to do it or not do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Put on your things and guard your ears.
Ready?
I want to see what's going on with this Coco. This is the Pixar Coco trailer.
I have to sing. I have to play. The music, it's not just in me. It is me. When life gets me down, I play my guitar. The rest of the world may follow the rules, but I must follow my heart. You know that feeling? Like there's a song in the air and it's playing just for you. A feeling so close, you will reach out and touch it. I never knew I could want something so much, but it's true.
Wow.
Never underestimate the power of music. No one was going to hand me my future. It was up to me to reach for my dream, grab it tight, and make it come true.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry. What's going on? I'm Whoa. Just dreaming.
What the hell's happening in this?
He became a ghost.
My dead kid.
Dante, wait up! Dante! You gotta stay with me, boy. We don't know where we are. This isn't a dream, then. You're all really out there.
That looks fun. That's creepy. An animated movie that I think I would like to see.
Okay, yeah, that's very fascinating. Okay.
It's kind of sad, though. I'm kind of sad already. I mean, I know he didn't die. He must strum it, and then that's
he probably died.
That he strums it, and then that's his ticket to, like, Ghost World.
No, I don't. I think he died, and, like, he doesn't know
his dog died, too, then? Because that makes me
think of the dog didn't know that he was dead.
Do you think the dog
killed him?
Yeah.
My question is, who committed the murder? Was it the dog?
He strums the guitar, the dog just jumps on his face.
Just bit his throat out.
Probably
he bleeds out. The dog's like, thinks he's playing, but not really.
Yeah, that's how Porty's gonna get me one day.
Yeah, oh my God.
Final one. I was gonna put this together with the Matrix one, but I felt like I'd bookend him. Over
that.
A deadline, Diana Lauterhose says, Slight, do you know this one? Slight? I never heard of this movie. Helmer J.D. Dillard, in negotiations to direct and co-write The Fly remake for Fox. Exclusive J.D. Dillard, whose directorial feature debut, Slight? Am I saying it right?
I don't know. I've never heard of it before.
Slate? Maybe it's Slate. Made waves at Sundance last year, is in negotiations to direct and co-write a remake of classic horror pick The Fly for Fox. He would pen the script with his writing partner, Alex Thurow. There have been rumors buzzing... around for a while that a remake of the story of a scientist who mutates into a grotesque human fly was on the horizon. David Cronenberg's 1986 body horror classic, which starred Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis, is considered arguably one of the director's best pieces of work. That film was a remake of the 1958 version, produced and directed by Kurt Newman and based on a short story by George Langland, which was followed up by two sequels, Return of the Fly and Curse of the Fly. Should the deal make it, it would really move the project and potential franchise forward with Hollywood. Now, here's my problem with this. And it's not a problem.
Nobody wants another Fly remake?
No. This is the thing about when we talk about these remakes, right? Or reboots, whatever the fuck you want to call them. We talked about it earlier, of course, with Matrix. Just leave it alone, make new ideas. I'm similar here. I'd like to see new ideas. I'd like to see new horror movies. Also, the original Fly was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, as a kid, I watched that all the time. I felt like it was always on WGN. And like I would watch it all the time, and I love that fucking flick.
Dude, yes.
Have you seen it as an adult? Does it hold up?
I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen it in the last 5 years, but I remember watching it maybe about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still fucked up. It's freaky.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And it's Gina Davis and Jeff Goldblum at their best.
When she gives birth to the larva, I'm like, yes. I want to watch it again.
You want to watch The Fly?
Yeah.
Let's just end the show. We'll go watch The Fly right now.
Well, no, I
don't know if it's on Netflix, but.
Check if it's on Netflix.
I'm sure it's on Amazon.
You know what would be cool to do? We could do a watch along with it.
We could do a watch along with The Fly.
We could do that where we actually.
We have fun, order pizza, and do a watch-along.
Yeah. Community watch-along night.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I like that. Kevin's looking to see if it's on Netflix. No?
Nerdy Geek 1206 says the original Fly wasn't the original Fly, it was a remake. I think he's referring to the one we're referring to, which is correct. You're right.
Well, in the article we talked about that.
It is a remake. Yeah. The Jeff Goldblum is a remake of the 50s version of The Fly.
And there's, yes, I understand. Okay. We understand, everyone.
But what we're saying is that's our touchstone for Fly. I never saw the original Fly.
How many times can you remake something, I guess?
Why are you guys trying to take away kids' touchstones for Fly?
That's a good point. Well, here's the thing. Here, you know why
I'm
trying to?
Because
movies suck now. When you try to remake these movies, you use too much CG.
Yeah.
You had too many explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Bruckheimer's involved.
Yep.
You put a fucking Marky Mark Transformer in there, and that's our problem.
Whoa. So how do you mother for me? How you doing?
I'm from Boston.
I'm a townie. I'm a Southie.
Here's a great example. Did we need Total Recall? Under no circumstance did we need a remake of Total Recall.
It wasn't bad, though.
Did we watch it?
Did I watch it?
No, I didn't.
I watched it. I liked it. I'm not going to lie.
Not a huge fan of the original.
Totally different movie, though. Totally different movie than the first one, which was cool.
Does it have a solid ending?
The new Total Recall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Does it end like what was real? Like the other Total Recall?
No, it's a lot less ambiguous than that one. It's a lot more of a straightforward plot.
Okay.
And I liked the action sequences, and I thought it was really cool.
Does he actually just wake up and he's like, oh man, that was worth the money, and then walk out of the little...
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I feel refreshed.
Spoilers, yes, that's exactly how that ends.
He high-fives somebody and then goes back to his shitty life.
I honestly can't remember how the remake ends. I just remember they go through the planet at some point, which is cool.
Yeah.
They burrow through it?
There's a train that goes through the...
Core?
Basically it's like if I remember correctly, I'm going to slaughter this. People are going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's already being slaughtered in the chat. Everybody's saying it sucks.
People can go from, I think it was like from San Francisco to China or something like that in a train.
Oh, the Earth's core.
Yeah, the Earth's core. Like we could go through.
See, this has always been my argument. You've heard this argument before.
And like at one point the gravity switches.
Yes, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What I was talking about is.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
What if we could drill through the Earth, right through the center.
Yeah.
I understand there's a molten core. We figure it out. We drill through the Earth to the other side. And then somebody jumps in the one side. What happens? Is it when they get to the core, they go a little bit past it, and then they come back, and then they're just in zero gravity?
It's not a little bit. They would go a lot past it, because it would be all the, momentum. All the speed.
Sure.
Yeah.
But do you have enough speed to get out the other end?
No. I mean, it has to be less than the original.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm with you.
Jump,
yeah.
So then you're just going to come back, and you're going to go boom, boom,
till you do the little, and then you're just floating in the middle.
Wow.
You're probably also crushed.
But I mean,
crushed.
That's also not.
You're probably also crushed
right,
by the.
What a living nightmare.
We're assuming there's like some sort of giant tube.
We've figured out. We have animatium that we've put through there.
But then, the mass of like where gravity, the center, isn't the center of that thing.
Yeah.
It's outside of you. So I don't know what happened. Maybe you'd go down and get sucked to the side of the pole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because
and not to mention the Earth's rotating.
The gravity would be spherical, right? It wouldn't just be two poles. It would be spherically pushing at all sides.
Yeah.
So you'd probably also get crushed in the center of it if the tube wasn't strong enough to hold you, right? Like the gravitational forces pushing in on that one point would probably just like implode you, wouldn't it?
Kevin, I'm saying we shouldn't do this. I know scientists somewhere right now are thinking about doing this. We should not do this.
I don't think they are, because you also have to think how many miles is it from one point on the Earth through the Earth to the other point? Isn't it just faster to go up and around and come back down?
No, I mean, I think it's faster if we could just go through.
You think so?
It's shorter.
But otherwise, what if we're going with the Earth's rotation?
It's the diameter instead of the like half of the circumference.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ricky 0426. Greg, the original 1958 Fly is on Netflix if you want to watch that one. I don't.
No, he's not going to watch that.
This one was better. Prohibited says what we're all thinking. Under pressure, pushing down on me.
7.9 miles, Nick. The diameter of Earth.
Under pressure.
Here to China, 7.9 miles.
Wait, what?
7.9 miles? That's how wide the Earth is.
I'm confused by that statement.
I don't understand.
Oh, here we go. 7.9 miles. Science at howstuffworks.com. What would happen if I drilled a tunnel through the center of the Earth and jumped into it? Want to really get away from it all? The farthest you can travel from home and still remain on Earth is about 7,900 miles straight down. But you'll have to journey the long way around to get there, 12,000.
7,900 miles. You said 7.9 miles. I don't know what that means. That's from here to downtown.
Oh. Sorry.
12,450 miles over land and sea. Why not take a shortcut straight down? You can get there in about 42 minutes. That's short enough for a long lunch, assuming you can avoid mole men, prehistoric reptiles, and underworld denizens en route. Granted, most Americans would end up in the Indian Ocean, but Chileans would dine out on authentic Chinese cuisine, and Kiwis could tuck into Spanish tapas for tea. Of course, you'd be in for a rough ride. First, you'd have to pass through 22 to 44 miles of continental crust, followed by 1,800 miles of mantle. After that, you'd have to traverse a Mars-sized outer core of liquid iron churning as hot as the sun's surface, then a solid moon-sized inner core, and some studies suggest a liquid innermost core. For sake of argument and survival, let's pretend the Earth is a cold, uniform, inert ball of rock.
Right.
While we're at it, let's ignore air resistance. At the Earth's surface, gravity pulls on us at 32 feet per second squared. That means that for each second you fall, you speed up by 32 feet per second. That's only near the Earth's surface. Gravity is a function of mass, and mass is a property of matter. On the surface, all Earth's matter lies below your feet. But as you fall, more and more of it surrounds you, exerting its own gravity. These horizontal tugs counterbalance each other and cancel out, but the increasing proportion of mass above your head exerts a growing counterforce to the proportionally decreasing mass below. So your acceleration slows as you near the core. At the planet's center, your acceleration due to gravity is zero. Earth's mass surrounds you, gravity cancels out, and you are weightless. You're still moving at a heck of a clip, though, so don't expect to stop there. Halfway to the center, your speed is 15,000 miles per hour.
Woo!
21 minutes after jumping in, you blow past the center at 18,000 miles per hour. Another 21 minutes later, with gravity slowing you as you go, you reach the far side and stop briefly in midair, unless someone catches you, and then you head back the way you came and start all over again. In our idealized case, this would continue indefinitely, like a pendulum or a spring, in a process called harmonic motion. Of course, reality has a tendency to intrude. So it's not, okay, in their one with just a hard rock, you shoot out. As long as you go, you reach the far side and stop briefly in midair.
Okay.
Sounds like this is a horrible way. Don't do this, Kevin.
So it can be done, is what they're saying.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Kevin, let's start digging the hole.
Don't do this, Kevin.
All right, I'm going to go get the shovel.
Kevin, I know this is a project you want to do. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Well, I don't want to come up in the Indian Ocean.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with all the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping into the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. But in between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, and give it to one of you. That's right, we give away a video game each and every day here. How do you win? It's simple. If you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, thank you. You're automatically entered. You don't have to do anything else as long as you're logged in and we can go through the chat. If you want, three other ways to win, because let's say you're listening to the podcast version or you're watching us on YouTube later, they go like this. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. If you subscribe to us on Twitch, you're automatically entered. You don't need to be here. And if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, which means you have a free sub to give every month because you have to renew it every month. And you can just do that and be done with it. But again, we're not being pushy. However, if you sub to us, automatically entered, get the logo next to your name, private chat time with us, you get the emotes, play multiplayer games, you get the show ad-free. It's a humdinger of a deal. If you want to increase your chances, though, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 or above level. That automatically enters you as well. Plus, if you just did the $2 levels, you get access to all the bonus episodes we do, many of which, most of which, the majority of which, have never been released to the public. Today, we're giving away Rise and Shine on the Xbox One and that there PC. But I need to tell you, of course, the giveaway is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. The Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. There's no reason to use a cheap disposable razor or pay a ridiculously high price for some gimmicky thing that's got a laser pointer and 17 blades. Make the smarter choice and join Dollar Shave Club. The key is getting a fantastic, high-quality shave at an affordable price. And right now, they're giving away a one-month trial of any of their razors for $1 with free shipping. As we've said multiple times on the show this week, Tim's been using it. He's trimming up the beard. Nick, you should start using it.
I should start
using it. Now, here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Are you using it or not using it? Because they sent a whole bunch of
them. Not currently, but I would. I would totally use it.
So you're saying that Tim's stealing all the blades and not giving
Tim's
the blades.
Taking all of them for himself. Probably selling them back for
this
a profit.
Son of a bitch.
Knowing Tim, he's trying to figure out how to get those blades back for more of a profit.
You are a piece of work.
He's
Tim.
A piece of work.
There's no long-term commitments, no hidden fees, and you can cancel whenever you want. Get your $1 trial at dollarshaveclub.com/morning for the Kind of Funny Morning Show. That's dollarshaveclub.com/morning. Random number generator says the video game Rise and Shine is going to a Twitch sub. Twitch sub is Letterbomb 304. You, Letterbomb 304, have won Rise and Shine.
There you go.
I'm putting it in the... what I do now is I message you on Twitch. So just hold your horses. Here it comes. Do that. I'm going to say you won. You won. I said one, but I put an I in there, so it was Y. No, W or W in French. Mm-hmm. O-I.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's
not Dublevé.
Dublevé. Oh, it's a bad request.
Oh, no.
What does that mean, Twitch?
Did you put a space?
Bad request. You should be ashamed of yourself. Let me ask you this question, Greg. Do you think that Jeff Goldblum knew how good looking he was back then when he
fuck flying? Yes.
Look at this fucking picture of him. Hold on.
Send it over to Big Cab Dog. He'll put it up there for you.
Just find this. Oh, he's a lover.
While you do that, I'm prepping the
he
tips.
He is a lover.
Ooh, good. We didn't miss any yet, I don't think, which is great. Good. What? Oh, sure. Sorry. I forgot you were interrupting. And Kev, I want you to feel free to grab that mic and tell me stuff. You get involved here, buddy. I love you.
I'm not a performer. You know how it is.
I love you, Kevin.
You're definitely a performer, Kevin. You're a performer. People are loving, by the way, and it pisses me off every single time. If you guys don't know, if you missed it, the newest episode of the animated show went up this week on Monday. People are loving Kevin's performance in it. Now, a lot of people are asking me, Nick,
God,
how could you make Kevin's character say all those horrible things and then hump your leg like he's a giant male dog? Nobody makes Kevin do anything.
You can't make the big Kev dog do nothing.
That's not 100% true.
Did I make Kevin use the green screen? No. Did I ask him very nicely, please don't use the green screen because it's super fucking creepy when your head just floats around the thing?
This is one of the best things that's ever happened.
Does it bother
Kevin,
me?
Kevin, oh my God, can you put yourself in the makeup?
Put yourself over my face. Put yourself over my face and then try to say everything that I'm saying.
I'm trying to. There's too many knobs in my way.
Yeah. Knob switch. Oh, here we go.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is. No, little, yeah, there it is.
He's almost got it. He's almost got it. That's really good.
Yep. Yeah, there it is. Right there. Right there.
This can be the show every day, Kevin.
There, look, I'm Nick. Nick. Nick says that butthole. Butthole. Huh? Yeah. Like the real thing. Huh?
Say something about Muay Thai.
Es muy bueno.
That is something about it. All right.
That might be racist. We're not sure.
No, he speaks Spanish.
Yeah,
oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
That.
I forgot.
Kevin, can I get a minority report on that?
No, it's all good.
All right, cool.
It's all good.
That is bueno.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Es bueno.
Sí.
Okay.
Sí.
The community game night is happening again, ladies and gentlemen. March 18th, 5 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can go play Disc Jam, of course, the free game for PlayStation on PlayStation 4, PlayStation Plus this here month. So you can go over there, go sign up. You go here. If you want to play, do the following steps. You got to download Discord. You got to join the Kind of Funny Discord server. On game night, come into the server. They'll be chatting in a hashtag game night channel. Do that, and then you get going. Kevin, is the short URL for this kindoffunny.com/game night?
I believe so.
Great.
I will check that shortly.
I can do it right now. I have a computer. Nope, not. Why would you go to Amazon?
I don't know. Who knows?
Game night.
Greg, do we need to read some tips?
We do. But I wanted to get through game night, and that is it, everybody. Kindoffunny.com/game night. You can get all the details there. Join up this Saturday. If you're not going to be in Edmonton, rocking balls off with me, partying, watching a fucking fun movie.
Do we want to knock out the only fun clip? Oh, I guess the tips will probably give us more. Never mind.
Kevin is, of course, vetting your fun clips. We'll see where we go from that. Let's jump into these here tips. Josh Anderson gave us a tip and said, "Hi, guys. Just want to say thank you for the joy during hard times and fuck the Tim and Greg haters. Heart you guys. Hope you liked my thank you note." And he put up a Twitter link. Look at me right here. Oh, it's a long note. I missed this note. It's all of us. All of us, including Colin and Joey and Kevin. Thank you very much for this note. Again, like we said yesterday, don't worry about the haters. Trust me. You think this is bad? Review later. No big deal. Mr. Ryan 00 said, congrats to both Colin and y'all for going your separate ways. Friends try to keep each other around. Best friends let each other grow the way they need to. Thanks for being best friends. Exactly.
Skidooch.
The Vita Island.
Oh, that old shot. I forgot about that.
Looking at the old studio. Yeah, it's funny how far we've come. What this looks like now.
I totally.
The Vita Island says, "Hey guys, any chance? Just PS, I love you. Could continue with Colin. Hire part time since you're still roommates and could record at home. If logistically easier, it could be audio only. Thanks, guys." No, Colin wants to go do different stuff. We want to go do different stuff. This is the easiest way to do it. It's a similar situation too of like, I'd like to keep this to a work day, as would Colin, I'm sure. So like going home and doing something different and like just setting up a new thing, da da da. That's not in the cards. We'll be talking about what PS I Love You will or won't be soon. Obviously, I asked you guys to reach out. I reached out to you guys, said, what do you want from it? And we've gotten a lot of feedback. And I think I have an idea for what I'd like to do going forward.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that soon. We have to talk too.
Okay.
Playnet gave us a tip and said, hey guys.
Wait, does that mean you want me on it? I'm in.
I was telling Tim on the morning show yesterday
yeah.
of like the games cast you were on, like I was like, oh man, like not like oh like Nick, but I like this will be how's this gonna fit? But you did a great job. Like and that's the thing with what we're doing, right? Is the fact of the matter is if we wanted to be the paragons of virtue and have the best, you know, like have mm-hmm. a podcast that is like the best in the field and everything in terms of like knowledge, we would still be at IGN.
Right.
We broke away because we want to talk about games with our best friends. And I think you coming in, you like, especially when, like, I want you on the Gamescast to talk about Mass Effect.
Sure.
Just to be like, you are, because I don't think Tim's ever played one.
Okay.
So for you to have educated questions about it is awesome.
Yeah.
And when you come on, you're like, yeah, I played this game and this. And then even the topics you weren't into, like, in terms of, like, a super knowledge base, you were still there. It wasn't like you were, like, texting on your phone or fucking off or you made faces, but that's what Nick does.
Yeah, that's what I do. Want. I mean, I'm happy.
Look, I'm here again, to hang like out with my best happy. Friends. You guys, these people. I don't care.
I'm happy to go anywhere anyone feels like an add to the conversation or add at least to the entertainment value of the conversation because I'm not really adding anything to the conversation.
Quick question. Do we call No More Tips?
We can if you want.
Yeah, let's just
call No More it. Tips.
Also, are we ordering food?
We can't order food. I was going to just go grab us beeps. Because I think the last time.
Oh, yeah, sure. They keep failing.
Yeah.
Right, I'll cool. just, everyone write it down. I'll take Cool Greg over there. We'll go grab it.
Playnet! Hey, guys, my friend and I
you
are long.
Do if you want. Fine, I'll go. You smoke cigarettes with Cool Greg.
My favorite thing is whenever Cool Greg comes over just to hang out, we put him to work.
Yeah, of course. I like it. Here's the thing. Cool, and it's been fun that Cool Greg has been coming over more and more. I enjoy that. I enjoy having him around. He brings a new energy into the group. And it's very much like going to a new restaurant you've never tried or a new country that you don't speak that same
sure.
language because he'll say shit
something.
To me. The other day, he described something as wet. Not how you think he
would
describe
it. Not like a burrito
it. Wet, no. No, not that. Not in a sexual way either. He was just like, yo, that thing, that yo, that hoodie, that shit's wet. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I think it means cool. And he's like, yeah, dog, it means down. I'm like, you're going down the roller coaster with me. I don't know what's happening.
We should have like
Wait, is Cool Greg here? Or am I crazy? Did I think Cool Greg was here today or no?
Yeah, no. We're going to buy a grill after work today, and I wanted him to help me build it.
There's a small part of me that thinks one day we're going to come in here, and all this shit's going to be gone, and Kevin will have just moved in with Cool Greg, and he'll be grilling. They're like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
Like, just pretending awesome. Like
what I want to see, what we need to do is do a show with just you and Cool Greg, where Cool Greg teaches you the hip lingo, and all it's just you guys standing, the screen is white, and there's just a word in the middle, and every day, or
let's
every
bring
show
back, let's
is
bring
just,
back nicknames. And it'll be him asking me
what do you
these
think this
mean?
Word means.
Yeah.
Playnet gave us a tip and said, hi guys, my friend and I are longtime best friends. And the other day we made a parody Nintendo Switch commercial. I think Tim would love it. Love you all. Have you prepped that for a fun clip?
It was 2 minutes long.
Two minutes long.
Didn't engage me right at the beginning. I'm sorry. There's a standard. I'm sure that it was okay. You know?
I think the head's going
smooth. See, he said it was. I'm gonna toss it in here, all right?
Oh, yeah. Toss it in there.
Okay.
I just didn't know like to show it, you know?
No, I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
Bless you. Jesus Christ.
I tossed it in the chat. Back to the tips. Ham Blaster said, fun clips. Always sunny and kind of funny.
That's the video you guys kind of saw. We can show it. It's like 2 minutes long. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's great audio from the show. Well, think about it.
Okay. Matt Dustman said, Was angry over the weekend, fought back tears at work on Monday. I lost, by the way. Spent yesterday depressed and reached acceptance this morning. I love you guys so much and we'll be here forever. Exactly, Matt Dustman. This is what we've been talking about since it all happened. We're all doing this together. We're all grieving and working on it together. I do want to call out. I called it out yesterday on the show, but I want to keep stressing this. On Monday's show, when we all hugged Colin and he left, we were talking about him coming back for next week's Game Over Greggy show. He's not doing that. He's going to do it one in the future because he doesn't want to just focus on the past. He wants to talk about what he's going to be doing or what he thinks he's going to be doing. And those things are coming together very quickly, as you see, as you've been pointing out in the chat and on the forums about the Rogan stuff. Some other guy who does a podcast followed him and they followed each other back. Colin's got a whole bunch of shit happening. We're super stoked for him. We want to make sure we are able to promote it correctly.
He's like becoming fast friends with Dave Rubin too. It's awesome to see.
Oh yeah,
like they're just like homies now.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, like I think sure they text each other back and forth.
I'm sure they do. I mean, like when I mean that was the thing. That was for me. When he came back from the Rubin report, he was happier than I'd seen him in a long.
He was
long
like,
time.
Okay, so when you call me full Nick. He was full Colin.
Sure,
at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's what was so crazy to see, which was like, it's why it's been such an emotional few weeks, is because when he did that, I saw something different in Colin that day. Like, he was like, oh God, this is, like, I think it was very eye opening. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Exactly.
That's why it's very eye opening for him, where he was like super.
Well, you're putting words in his mouth, don't do that.
He just seemed really excited. Like, he was very excited to have someone who actually could talk politics with him and not sound like a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
So, you know.
This is awesome. Go ahead and put that up.
This is what our last tip to fit perfectly with the conversation.
Colin Unleashed. Who? It's one of the last tips.
Is that up?
Can you read out who it was? Just so we'll skip when we get to it.
Give me a second.
That's awesome.
Zombie 8 Keegan.
Great job with that one. It's over on the Facebook group, I guess. Yeah. Back to the tips. Carmel Camaro says, "Hey guys, I found this clip of Nick, Colin, and Nick. It's one of my favorites. Submitted as a fun clip. Also love you guys, dude. Butthole." And then he put two cheeks and a little butthole in there. Butthole. But there's no link here, so I'm guessing he'll give it later on, or we just know. Anonymous, Nick needs a film discussion podcast pronto. Also, I'm already getting withdrawals from lack of quality PlayStation podcast. Can't wait for what you guys come up with. News on that soon, but again, the other thing I've been saying about this, right, because yeah, this week sucked. It's been rough and emotional and everything else. I really like how it's solidifying what Kinda Funny is and who you guys are to us and who we are to you, and the fact of, what do you want to do with this? We make the product for you, and the feedback you've been giving about PS I Love You has been really eye-opening and interesting, so we'll have something there. I do agree that Nick needs a film podcast, and that's one of the things we need to talk about and fix and figure out how we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff now and figure out what we need to do on afternoons. Dudes in Space is day two of this $5 tip note scheme. Shouldn't be long now. So Dudes in Space's plan that he revealed yesterday was that he's going to tip $5 a day until we hire him to take Colin's place. A bold strategy.
Dudes in Space. Wait, I think I follow Dudes. I think I subscribe to Dudes in Space based on one of the videos that he submitted a while back. Let me double check that.
Follow him on Twitter?
Who is this? I'm getting this wrong because there's Dudes in Space. No, I follow him on. He's got a YouTube channel. I think it's YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/dudesinspace.
You're using the N, right?
Dudes in space?
Yeah, that would be him, right? That's the problem too.
Yeah, this is them. Okay, so these guys. Yeah, these guys are pretty funny. These are the guys I'm thinking about. But then I'm also confusing them with the guy that has beef with Tim, and wants to. It's like a wrestling style beef.
Oh, the good beef. Okay,
yeah, good beef. Not bad beef.
Sure.
But yeah, these guys. I think did I subscribe? Well, I'm not logged in on myself.
You can log. Subscribe is Kinda Funny.
Do you want to subscribe? It's Kinda Funny.
Sure. Why not?
Well, I screwed. Yeah, I'm already subscribed.
All right. Well, go back and subscribe.
So
it's Kinda Funny.
Don't fucking disappoint me.
Don't. Well, I mean, it looks like there's eating fast food and stuff, so that looks great to me.
There you go. We just subscribed to your channel.
8,500 subs. Everybody go sub right now to youtube.com/dudesinspace. Give them a shout out. Tell us if we should hire them. Now, they look identical. That's a problem. We can only bring one of them. Or maybe this is a video where they're doing some kind of trick.
I think they're doing a kind
they're
of
doing
trick.
They're doing a trick.
Yeah, they're doing a trick. It's like, why do they all look like
the channel
same
dude? Introduction. I'm like, these are all the same fucking dude.
I will say, here's the deal with these two guys.
Yeah, lay it on.
They look like fine young gentlemen. Automatically, though, can't hire him. Here's
beard.
Why. Better beards,
better
hair than me, and they look taller than me.
Wow. Well,
so, like, I'm looking at them. They look like maybe they're your height. Let us know in the comments, Dudes in Space, how tall you guys are. Right now, I'm just saying, if you guys want to work here, you have to be less better than me.
Like Anthony Carboni.
Yeah.
He's too good.
Carboni, not even allowed through the fucking door.
Can't come
anymore.
Back.
They can tell us tomorrow their $5 tip. Their height.
Their height, weight.
Saying, yeah.
Shoe size.
Yep.
Griffin Vanell. Hi. Hey, guys. Thanks for helping us all stay strong these past few days. My question for you, though. I'll be down in SF the last week of March and need some places to eat. Recommendations. Here's the thing we got to do.
We got to do the video.
We gotta do a video. We get this all the time. Video. We need to do a video.
Now, we gotta do a studio tour video, and we gotta do that video.
The thing about the recommendations video is that, much like when people ask me how to get started in video game journalism, I'm like, oh, I'll do a video about it. That video never like set the world on fire. I gotta send it to people. But this would be a good one for Kinda Funny Live, even.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Wing Wings. I still say go to Hard Water, that bourbon bar on the Embarcadero. Colin says not, but he only says not because it's no longer now it's seafood, but I like seafood.
Interesting.
Love of my life, Jen.
Oh my God.
And we get oysters a lot there, and it's good. Hops and Hominy, that's another fried chicken soul food place. Kevin's gonna say Curry Up Now because he's stupid.
Curry Up Now is hella good. Wait, you don't even. You're scared of trying it.
I went there once and I had water. I went there had once and had water. Wasn't that impressive?
You bought the box water instead of the water that I told you that is one of the most amazing things they have there.
What kind of box water did you buy?
Box water. You ever see this where they just sell the box
water?
No. He wants, no, Kevin always wants me to use like the thing, sure.
No, I don't want Curry Up Now.
Nobody wants to eat out of a fucking soiled diaper, so no, they're not going to get Curry Up Now.
It's a burrito. It's exactly like every other burrito.
You get whatever you want. I'm getting a burger today.
Ooh, do you want to go to Jalapeno? It's been a while since we've been there, guys.
He just said he wants a burger.
Kevin knows me, though. He knows that I default to Mexican food.
Jalapeno.
Yeah. Or
I mean, I could do Jalapeno.
Yeah?
But let's talk after. We got shit we got to do.
Griffin D-Pad said, hey guys, thanks for all you've done, especially in the last few days. I'll be in SF during the week of March, and I need some place to eat recommendations. Griffin, I understand why you tip twice, but different accounts, but different wording. But it's all the same. We love you.
It's a coincidence.
No, it's not. He's doing something weird. People. What's that Boyle place you took me to, too? The where we got the bread and the meat, the shrimps and the...
Oh, the
gate
swamp?
Or something? Swamp, the swamp.
Yeah, that one's not great, though. No, that one's okay.
There's one on Social Kitchen Brewery. The service sucks, but they do good beer. Whatever. We gotta make a video. What we gotta do is do a video, and then we also have to do basically the E3 awards, but they just say Kinda Funny approved. Because people hang that shit up there, and they're like, what the hell is this? And like, there's a bunch of idiots online who fucking eat here. And then we'll come in all the time, and they're like, oh, it's the face guy. Wing Wings, of course. I think I said that.
I love that. We should definitely do that.
Yeah. Naz, Greg, I don't know why you act real brave when Nick isn't around. He won, even though you cheated on the first yoga try when he was tiptoeing and you weren't. Nick, the great sport, he has let it go and won. Hashtag champ.
The thing about this is, Greg, a true champion is ready for anything. You know what I mean? Like, a true champion takes... I don't look for advantages, unfair advantages, okay?
No.
I train for everything. Okay, heart. I got the heart.
Yeah,
I got the heart of a champion.
Yeah,
the soul of a dancer.
You won. I mean, you've won twice now in legitimate. Like, I mean, you cheated with Dino that time.
Some could say that. That's
Dino
one way to
gave
look
you
it.
A.
The other way of doing it is that you just were literally standing next to me as he showed me that path, and were not paying attention because you were too busy futzing around with the
making a panel happen.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, priorities. Another thing that a champion has to have.
S. Clements. Just wanted to let you know that you're doing great things and I love you all. Greg, what is your favorite St. Louis restaurant? Your BFF, Sean Clements, presumed cousin of Ryan Clements. I confirmed that you are cousin of Ryan Clements. My favorite St. Louis restaurant? Here's the thing about St. Louis. St. Louis kind of sucks.
Does it?
St. Louis is Main Street USA at Disney, where it looks like a real city, but it is not a real city.
Interesting. It's like the central time of city.
Exactly. It is the central time, too. There is a pizza place with an M, I believe, that I ate at a bunch when I was there for my friend's bachelor party, but we were wasted, so who knows.
Are we adding Goat Hill to like recommended places to get pizza?
That place
sure. I love Goat Hill. I've always loved Goat Hill.
Goat Hill's so damn good.
Yeah, yeah. Goat Hill's been killing it lately. So yeah. Okay, good call, Kev. Good call.
Maurizio's Pizza and Sports Bar?
Yeah, that's the one. But again, I was wasted.
There you go.
But yeah, St. Louis, not fun. I mean, it can be fun, but it's not great. If are you in St. Louis for fun? Because you should have gone somewhere else. Go to Columbia. It's 2 hours away. It's party town. Have a great time. Eat at CJ's, eat at Shakespeare's. You're feeling crazy, go to CC City Broiler, get a fucking steak that thick. Cost you like $35, of course, because it's in the middle of Missouri. And you'd be like, I remember when that was a lot of money, Kev.
Yeah.
$35 is still a lot
also,
of money.
Also, Jenny's. I know
Jenny's here in the city. Yeah.
I think Jenny Burger's.
Well, now the question, so here's the thing.
I'm going to give a shout out to Sushi Hana also, if you guys want sushi.
Okay, here, timeout. Timeout, everybody. Here's what I'm thinking. We're all gung-ho on this idea, right?
Yeah.
Turn on your cam. I want you to be part of this. We're all gung-ho on this idea of coming up with the recommendation video, right? Here's where to eat in San Francisco. This helps Kinda Funny people. It helps visiting people. It's our own thing. I say what we do is we do this month's exclusive Game Over Greggy show of us at the table trying to come down to, because we can say Jenny's Burger, but then what does that do to Beeps? What does that do?
I think that they're different establishments.
See, this is what we got to discuss. This is the thing where we discuss it, we get it down to where you should go or shouldn't go. Like, and there should be a burger spot, a pizza spot, a ramen spot, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then the video is us going to these places, giving them the award, having a quick conversation, or just being outside of it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We won't be able to do it for this month's exclusive.
Why not?
Because isn't that...
No. So to be clear, I'm talking about two different videos.
Oh, okay.
One video is us just sitting here talking about at this table, deciding where you should go, what you should do it, and then go over there to do that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, AOAs24 says, why bother making it if you're going to LA in 6 months? Did I miss an announcement?
Was he talking about...
Did we say we're moving to LA soon?
No.
Are we moving to LA, guys?
You don't want to move to LA.
Move to LA. Let's go.
I mean, I was always down to not live here.
Really?
San Francisco. Yeah, I was
why are we here?
I have no idea.
You guys were all like, we have girlfriends that fucking won't ever leave here.
I would move
and
to LA tomorrow.
And then you guys both broke up with your girlfriends.
Let's move to LA.
Yeah. We did do that.
Yeah. That's true.
I feel like we got something good here, right? We got this good spot.
Oh, yeah, no.
I got a problem with it. We're not going. Great. I'm not doing another studio thing for a while. I'm not rebuilding this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
eventually, sure, we could.
But what's the benefit of it? When we first started, that was the big thing.
Cheaper.
Yeah. But by how much?
A lot.
A fair amount.
Still a lot?
Yeah, depending on where you're at. That's the thing. Like, we don't have to be, like, somewhere super awesome, but we can be 30 minutes away from awesomeness, you know? And we could collaborate with a lot more people.
I get to wear shorts every day.
But every time we have a lot of guests on, people are like, you have too many guests on.
Yeah, I don't...
They want to hear us talk. They're excited about us to fucking sit around and talk about the video we're going to make. We haven't...
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Plus, we have a couple more years left on this lease, so...
Yeah, that's the other
thing,
staying
here for a while.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Well, we have a year left on the lease.
Yeah.
But we have an option for a third.
Now, King Franchise 88 says, kind of funny, moving into my house confirmed. I missed that announcement too, but I'm fine. If you got the room for us. That's the dream, right? Is to have like a firehouse with a pole.
Oh.
And then the studio's downstairs, 100%. And then we all live on the floors upstairs.
That's always been my dream.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was a time where, back in Chicago, there was an old firehouse across the street. Not like a cool Ghostbusters firehouse, but like a multi-level firehouse across the street from my mom's work that was up for lease for anything. And I was like, man, if it was two more years from here, and like, because I was in college, and I was like, me and Poe moved back to Chicago, or I moved back to Chicago, Poe never really left. Right? Yeah, he did, I guess, for college too. If we moved back, that'd be the fucking jam. Have a firehouse? House? Come on.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I gotta watch more of this Dudes in Space channel.
No, stop watching shows while we do this show. All right, here we go. Back on this. Ask Clemency. Did you? Great. Pistol Play. Nick, would you consider starting a film podcast soon to rebalance the shows a bit? Funhouse does the Film House podcast bi-monthly. Maybe something along those lines if weekly is too much.
Yeah, I mean, starting off Funhouse, they're all drug abusers. So
whoa!
I don't really know.
Adam Kovic working out too much to be a drug abuser.
No,
steroids, that is a drug.
Saw Lawrence.
He's dropping the LBs.
He's dropping those LBs. He looks great.
Well, and here's the thing it's rare.
Speed.
It's rare.
Yeah.
That I'm
give me what I need.
Intrigued
yeah.
to a high level. And Lawrence intrigued me to a high level
he did.
At PAX East. Because person. During his panel he said, I'm losing all this weight for a video. And he didn't say what the video is. I want to know what the video is.
Porno, hopefully.
Are they doing porno? Or are they doing superhero stuff?
Why don't you just hit him up and ask him?
Because it's fun to do it this way. I didn't see him afterwards. If I saw him afterwards, I would have done it.
Right. Also, Lawrence doesn't like us.
Bullshit. Lawrence likes
very
us. The Funhouse guys are great.
And every time I see him, he says to me, Nick, I don't like you.
All right, well, hard to argue those facts.
No, he's a great guy.
Yeah, we have a lot of plans and things we want to do for the shows and whatnot moving forward. And so we'll talk about that when we know something. Probably Kind of Funny Live, but you know, that's how we do things.
Yep.
Spud, parentheses Jack Perry. I told Kevin on Twitter I'd buy him lunch today. I'm a man of my word. Oh, he gave a healthy tip. Thank you very much, Jack. Kevin, your lunch is paid for.
Jesus Christ.
Now Spud, Jack Perry tips again. Holy shit. Spud Jack Perry tips again and says, I told Kevin on Twitter yesterday I'd buy him lunch. I know this doesn't go directly to his pocket, but I thought it's all that counts. Love you all, guys. He gave a healthy tip, and then he doubled the healthy tip.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you much, Spud.
We appreciate that, Spud. Thank you.
I used to be called Spud. I like that nickname.
I'll call you Spud from now on.
No, it's fine, champ. No. Mono Monku says, love you guys, now and always. Nick, could I please get a butthole in Spanish?
Oh.
Kev, do we know how to say butthole in Spanish?
I know how to say butthole in Spanish.
Sorry. Kev, give him the one.
El butthole.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Thank you very much.
Or is it la butthole? Is it feminine? I guess it depends on who you're describing, right?
No, that's not how that works.
If it's Kevin's butthole, it's el butthole.
Is that how it works?
If it's...
Because I hate in French that, like...
If it's my wife's butthole,
like this
like,
object
la
has a gender assigned to it. It's like, that's fucking stupid. Can't we just all use the same the?
We
can't we all just get in the same language at this point?
Yeah. Let's push English to everyone.
Thank you. I've been trying. That's what I've been saying for years. Tidro, 1214. Tip twice, same tip. Snowed, iced in once again. Greg, speaking of the Switch, dock scratches. Have you seen the dock covers people on Etsy have been making? Seem cool. Order over on the weekend. I haven't. He gave a link, though. Oh, Kevin's already got one up.
There you go. Ooh.
Oh, that's smart.
I like this one.
That's not stupid at all, is it? That's really smart.
Fuck, this is a great idea.
That would have
been a smarter idea is if they just put a little bit of felt on the inside of it so it fucking sets.
Go back to that first Hyrule map or whatever.
You're
it was.
Getting one of these, aren't you?
1,000%
I know in. Greg Miller's O, and he just immediately was like, I'm buying this.
Yeah,
like
I'm getting two for it because I got to buy the other one.
You got to get the other side too, right?
Oh, they got a Pokemon?
Pokemon. Not that I
can. Did you catch them all?
Pokemon. No, I'm joking.
No, your back's not getting scratched. It's just your front side.
I like when people scratch my back.
I really like
this. This is really cool.
This one's awesome.
Guys, Tim's not here. Should we buy Tim one?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's get him the Donkey Kong one. The other day, Tim on the panel was like, it's on like what? And I was like, Kong? And he's like, no, you
fucking
idiot.
He got so mad at you.
Donkey Kong.
It's funny.
And I was like, I spent a long wake.
You're so old.
I don't say I say wild on E. Okay, that's my fucking saying.
That's
it is your
saying.
Footwork, wild on E. Like that,
but nobody gets that reference anymore.
No,
I do.
I got the reference when I made it originally. Wild on was like a minute for a second, and then that was it. It was wet. It was juiced.
Super juiced.
No, you are juice. It was wet.
El wet?
Si.
El guapo?
That's handsome. The handsome?
Guapo. El chucho.
They want a link, Kev. Can you spam the link in there for me?
Sure.
I'm trying to continue to check out, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat everybody. It's spinning! I'm almost there!
I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
It's fine. Sorry, the show's been going long lately, but it's because we've been sharing each other's warmth.
Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Link spam. No, get that out of your mouth.
Reviewing your info. Hurry it up, man.
Oh my god, everyone's buying them, Greg!
I want a Zelda! Bonjour!
See
you. Bye.
Greg, you're on the one.
I know. I'm trying to find the shipping address that is correct. Hi, everybody. It's Greg. You're watching me order a dock holder thing to begin with. Because why? Fuck, I wanted two, though. I only ordered one. God damn.
Did you see the one with all the different Pokeballs?
Yeah, but I'm not a Pokemon man. I'm a Zelda man.
Wait, why do you want two?
Because I want to buy a second dock, remember?
For your house. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I want one on the main. Oh, here we go. I can update here.
Do you find yourself using the dock often?
More than I thought I would. Mm. More than I thought I would, for sure. And it's that thing of... I think if it was around... Here's the thing. With the Nintendo Switch...
You're out of focus.
Here's the thing.
There you go.
With... Oh, I'm so oily lately.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. I look fucking good. Don't get me wrong. How you doing, Jen?
Yeah.
The Switch, I was like, should I even get it, remember, after the conference or whatever? And then I get it, and I'm fucking in love with this thing. And it is the successor to the Vita. It's doing everything I want out of this damn thing. And so... How much will I play on the TV? I don't know. You know, Dan Reichert, he put out that he had 100 shrines today. He's got more than 100 hours into this game. I feel like Zelda's going to keep going way long, very, very long. Very, very long. I want to be in frame. Very long, but then I got fucking Mario Kart coming up. Like, I'm all over this fucking thing. I'm in, dude. I love this goddamn system. And I don't care who knows it! All right. Let's go back to the tips. Sorry. We called them, by the way, too. Because we will be here all day if you continue to tip. Nerdy Geek! 1206, just getting into Lego Dimensions with my 5-year-old, so I'll be disappointed if it gets phased out. I have noticed some of the levels are getting a little more glitchy than other TT games. Yeah, it doesn't look good, but I mean, this is a grain of salt, we'll see what happens kind of thing, but overall, the good news is what you haven't bought would then be on a discount, and you can just pepper those into your 5-year-old. Your 5-year-old isn't on BrickInformer.com, he doesn't know what the hell's happening. Just let him go. Jesus owns your soul. What's Cool Greg been up to? Do you think he would ever be down to host a WWE podcast for Kind of Funny? I would personally pay to see a WWE podcast from him. A one-man show, straight in the camera like this, and he's like, yo, top stories today. The Miz? He ain't wet. I don't know. I don't know enough of the Cool Greg vernacular. I think he seems like he steps it up around me. Where he tries not to just be full Cool Greg.
Maybe. I don't...
We did do a one-on-one Patreon bonus episode.
But now. I think everyone steps it up around, you know?
You don't. You and I, you yell at me every time I burp.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
I got to burp
see,
sometimes.
I'm yelling at you as the producer, not as Kevin.
Well, no, you're just yelling as we walk around. It's not like I'm on the show you yell at me. I'm talking about like on the street.
I know, but when you do it on the street, I know that's only going to like strengthen you doing it now.
Okay, okay.
So it's like I got to yell at you then. I don't want to, Greg.
I understand. I love you
it
too.
It hurts.
You're trying to make me a better man. I appreciate that. Alex Aziz gave a tip and said, This is such a random but awesome piece of news. And this is the PlayStation tweet, I think, right?
Yeah, this one right here.
Here's one we doubt you saw coming. Sterling Archer is coming to Rock Band 4 as a playable character. That's awesome. A little late. Rock Band 4 could have used that help a long, long time ago.
People still playing Rock Band 4?
Magi Serum. Some people, yeah, but it never came back the way it should have. Hey, guys. Thanks for all the amazing things you do. Just wanted to say I can't wait to meet Greg in Edmonton this weekend. Keep fucking that chicken. Me either. I'm looking forward to get up there. I'm actually going to go to Bioware Edmonton for the first time.
That's fun.
Ever. Super excited to do that.
What are you going to do there? Just hang out? Eat their food?
See what's up. Meet those guys. Shake some hands.
That's fun.
Kiss some babies. There's an extra life thing that night. Maybe I go to that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Zombies. 8 Keegan. Hey, fellas. Left class early to be able to catch the end of the show. Much love. Stay strong. We're all with you for better or worse. We know. Don't worry. Everybody's keeping their chins up. Heads up. Keep your chin up. That works too. Safe space playmate. Parentheses. Formerly walking, talking Stephen Hawking. If I landed on planet Frick Frack full of bug people, the last thing I would think is to bone them all. Surely, they won't have compatible sex organs. You know what, man? Love is love. And that's why I liked fucking Garrus so much in Mass Effect. Is because, you know, Mort gave us books. There was all these awkward conversations about how it would work. That was fun. G-Dub. Hey, guys. Here's my wedding tax. Getting married Saturday. Congratulations. To celebrate, here's a fun clip from a rising internet star. Also, go sub to Andy Cortez.
It's Andy Cortez's.
Oh, yeah. Andy's. I retweeted this morning. You can go to twitter.com/GameOverGreg or twitter.com/MaximumCortez. See Andy's 30-second review of Breath of the Wild. It's awesome. He's a very talented young man.
Also, do you want me to spam his YouTube link?
No. I don't want you to.
Okay. Well, the dude included it. That's all I'm just asking.
I'm fine with what the dude does. But this dude doesn't abide. Nah, you can put it in there. Okay. Andy on YouTube. Spud, Jack Perry's back again. Stream tip was buggy, so I tipped twice. Tipping a third time to tell you not to worry about it. Enjoy. Have a good one, guys. Thank you, Spud. You're a true best friend. We love you very much. Fell down a wells. Have been sick the past few days. Finally read Kingdom Come. It is fantastic. Any other reading suggestions? American Alien by Max Landis.
So good.
Go do it. You will thank us later. Zombie 8 Keegan said, also this. Came back with a Facebook photo. Oh, this is what you showed earlier, right? It was the great. It was the full Colin. Bless you. Jay Fleming 18. Love you guys. Can't wait for my first solo trip to San Francisco for Kinda Funny Live 3. Us either. Wink. We're going to see you there. I don't know why I'm winking. We'll have a good time. Maybe there'll be a video about where you should eat. And finally, Aaron, a.k.a. Let Thum. Just want to say Colin was a giant inspiration and still is. His love for Mega Man and videos helped me craft a great playthrough on my channel. Grim with 2 M's Galaxy Gaming that hit 20,000 views. Much love, Colin. Agreed. And congratulations on a 20,000 view video. We like having those. Let's jump into the chat. We'll do 3 and 3.
You want to do the fun clip?
I forgot we have one fun clip was fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Grab it. Is it a long one?
No.
No.
Okay.
This was given by
this
name.
Came out. This actually came from Twitter.
Okay.
Thank you for that, everyone.
Ready?
Yep.
I think I've queued it up to the right place.
Now, if you want on this 44 Magnum, you can shoot it single action. That's like trigger pull.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Sure he did. Hit himself right in the fucking face. Poor guy. Poor guy.
Jesus Christ, that was...
I do, I mean...
I like that he didn't skip a fucking
more
beat.
More power to him, yeah. Just kept going.
Apparently those things have a hair trigger.
That, when you see a fucking... a gun video, that is like you know something's about to go wrong, oh, I hate those ones.
How does Rick Grimes do it? Those. I don't even understand.
With his weird... downward shot that he does all the time.
Carl. I'm sorry you don't have an eye anymore, Carl. All
right, that's a spoiler. Right?
Morph. He watched. Morph. He's still watching. He's pretty current with Walking Dead.
Huh?
I got about 4 episodes of Walking Dead I haven't watched yet.
Yo, me too. I it was the weirdest thing. I love Walking Dead. You know what I mean? But it is one of those things that it was. Somebody tweeted me about being back on Talking Dead with Hardwick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, why are you? Oh, is it back? And it had been back like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck did I miss this? That I did not even know it was back. So I finished like the first or second episode of the new half of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm still like, four behind or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Very strange.
It's weird. Let's see what's happening in the chat. What's happening in the chat? Sind Martyr says, will Kevin's wedding be streamed on Twitch?
Probably not.
Yeah,
probably
definitely. Not. It definitely will.
All right.
As will the wedding night.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, doctor.
There is a show worth watching.
Spec Saver Spice says, any St. Patrick's Day's plans, lads?
No.
No.
We're not Irish. We don't care.
I am Irish, actually, but it's still like...
None of us are Irish.
Is that this weekend? St. Patrick's Day is that holiday that always sneaks up on me. All of a sudden, everybody's green or something.
Yeah, people are like, did you wear green today? I'm going to pinch you. I'm like, you pinch me, I'm going to punch you in the
Here's my
face.
Other thing about St. Patrick's Day, and this is going to sound like I'm a bitter old man. I'm not.
You are.
I am.
Not.
It's a young person's holiday.
It is.
Back when I was in college, I was doing things for St. Patrick's Day. There was a St. Patrick's Day that we did here in San Francisco where it was me, Mike Mitchell, Justin Davis, We looped Fran in, Nate Ahern, where we went down into Lower Haight in Green and fucking ate Wing Wings. They had Green Wings for the day. Mm-hmm. We drank our faces off at Mad Dog in the Fog. Then went back. This was the one where we convinced Fran to come out, but he had to take his YouTube certification exam. And every time he tried to leave, we'd buy him a Jello shot. And so he just went home eventually and took it drunk or whatever, I think.
The fucking YouTube certification, man. That was one of the, that was a moment.
Yeah, remember, we did,
like,
that too.
I know, I got certified for the first one. And the second one was, the test was so fucking hard that I just gave up halfway through.
Yeah,
totally. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is stupid.
Whatever. Yeah.
And then you have to, like, recertify the next year. I'm like, fuck you, YouTube. Here's how I'll prove I know what I'm doing on YouTube. I'll let my friends launch a very successful YouTube channel, and I'll tag along.
Adam GCB says, Greg, what's your go-to orders when at Nando's? I've never been to Nando's. I've seen them in America.
I've been to Nando's.
I refuse to go to a Nando's until I'm in jolly old London.
You guys want to see? I think I did some sort of chicken dish. I can't remember. It was good. It was fine. It's middle of the road.
I put it into sub only. Final non-sub question comes from Dennis L. of Gren, or Lofgren. Greg, I'm at 150 hours into Breath of the Wild, and I have all 120 shrines. I'm still not tired of this game, and there's still so much I want to do. It's going to be the everlasting gobstopper. I'm going to be playing that till I die. Spideyville says, so is Vita Island open its borders? Are the streets safe now that Lola's secret police is gone? Can I finally walk around my Vita brethren without fear of persecution? I don't know what you're talking about, Spideyville. You think because Colin has resigned from Kinda Funny and is doing his own thing, he's given up control of Vita Island? You are in for a rude awakening when Lola busts through your wall. She's not going to knock this time. She's going to come through and make a little Boston Terrier-sized hole in the wall, right on your face like a face hugger.
Yeah.
Then, 3 days later, a Boston Terrier pops out of your chest.
Yeah, big. It's like,
and it has
Boston
a Vita.
Man.
It has the Dragon Quest slime Vita. That's the future you're living in.
It's actually how more Vitas get made.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how they get made. Pissed Librarian says, tell Nick to watch Twin Peaks. I'll never stop annoying him.
Oh, well, they're bringing it back. I just saw the preview on HBO for the new one. So, no, I'm not going to watch it. I was never at Twin Peaks. That show just freaked me out.
We were too young. Even you, I was going to say. At the point, you were too young for that. That's too much.
Who killed fucking what's your butt?
Saber Uppercup says, when do we get to hear Greg's thoughts on Mass Effect Andromeda? I'm not sure what we can talk about with the embargo. It seems like people are playing fast and loose with different things about it. But next week. And there'll be a pretty clear sign of what's happening. I don't know what's been confirmed. Hey, everybody in the chat, what's the embargo for Mass Effect? If you know the Mass Effect review embargo, then I'll tell you when you're going to hear about it. Now, King Franchise 88 says, Greg, quick question for the move to LA. Does the new studio need a closet for Kevin to live in? I need to let the contractor know.
I work out of my closet. Okay? I don't live in there. And it's an office.
Okay, sorry, my apologies. Nojean says, if you guys ever come down to SoCal, you are more than welcome to check out our studio. Thanks for the inspiration. Casual Misfits Gaming was because of you guys. Good job.
Well, now I'm going to Google that and see what happens. Now I'm Googling it.
Westbray 26. We've given... This is a very deep wrestling cut. We've given the Kinda Funny curtain call. Should we expect an invasion angle in about 5 years from now? 1,000%. Colin comes back with the wolf pack.
Oh, I see.
Invades us. Comes in, knocks us all out with steel chairs.
I understand.
Takes over, sprays paint. Whatever his future thing is on my chest. Final thing. Kronos... 789, Greg, thoughts on Superman Reborn and the Creepy Clark reveal? I'm like 2 or 3 weeks behind on my Superman books, so I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to jump into it. I knew it was coming. We had to get there eventually. And there you go. And then Pixel Brave says, LA, did I miss something? Yep, a joke. We're not moving to LA. Everybody be chill. Everything's cool. All right?
Wait, we're not?
No.
I thought we were.
God fucking damn it. If you didn't know, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every week here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about. Then we jump in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns before we give away a video game. I don't think that timeline made sense, but who the fuck cares?
No,
you
know what I'm talking about. We rocked it. Did we reach
out? It'd be great if you subbed to us on YouTube. It'd be great if you listened to the podcast. It'd be great if you just came back every day. It'd be great if you sent nice things to say. It'd be great if you were just awesome. Because you are. You already are. You're best friends. That's why you hang out. We are going to go through the subs and resubs now, Tim. Jesus, I do it all the time, too. And this is the thing.
You're like my mother.
Well, no, it is that thing of, like, the problem is, I don't know why I do it to you all the time.
I don't know, but
I do it to Tim, too, where I call him Nick. I call Kevin Colin all the time. I call Colin Kevin all the time.
Right.
The only one I call by the right name all the time is Cool Greg.
Yeah, because he's got the better name.
And I'm trying to impress him because he's just walking around once in a while. I'm like, oh, hey, you're not the guy I see all the time.
Cool Greg just does what he wants to do, man. He just fucking floats through life.
Cool Greg's living. He's just living out there.
He's wet.
He's wet. If there's one person who's wet in this world, it's Cool Greg.
It's Cool Greg.
Fuck. We got to come up with a better... We got to start doing subs in the half of the show, because we just missed so many. The most recent sub I have is from 11:37, so we clearly missed a whole bunch of you because you're too supportive, and we love you and thank you, and we're sorry for that. Nesquik with a whole bunch of X's around it. Armando602. BobbyB3000. Huevo Moose. I'm dead inside. LuMix23. EA Pin. Singularity Josh. IceFlip42. 6 months. Yay. Free agent. Woo! Cushion the Bush. Something about a shrinking sphincter. Russ Tyler. Siddle714. Please send some sweet, nasty love to Tim from Saeed. Tell him he's getting a big old hug at Kinda Funny Live 3. We will do. BroBear7. Ryan Eli. My first time watching live on... My first time watching live or on Twitch. I love you guys. Please continue PS I Love You XOXO. Thank you very much. I'm hearing you. KP 2.0, Joey Noel, 2 whole years. Things are getting pretty serious. You guys should probably just hire me or something. Then she didn't. Joey Noel's our, I'm gonna start enacting the emoticons because I hate trying to, she does this.
I don't know if we like that though.
I don't care.
Joey Noel, I thought it was a pee that was just shitting out two little giblets of shit.
Fucking Christ.
I didn't realize it was
how do you shit out two puppets? It's coming off the side of it?
Only eat protein for 6 months and then you'll see how you do that.
I didn't remember that happened to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's the worst. Because
I was drinking the protein shakes in the morning, and yeah. I was like, hey, I haven't had a solid poop in like 2 weeks. That's worst. Weird. Yeah. Patrick Brown, 3000. Bubster. Zzz. Reveling Hippos. Canon Media. 2 months in a row. Keep up the good work, fellas. Cameron Howe. Doctor Body Dropper. T-Long X18. Hope everyone is doing well, and hopefully soon the shock will die down. The best friends will always support you guys, no matter the path you take. Thank you. Lou Turbo. With the Switch out in the wild now... Dot, dot, dot. What do us residents of 3DS Peninsula now call our home? Fucking a wasteland. Get off and get on the Switch mothership. I am the cannonball. Obi-Wan Kenobi lost. MG, peep on us. Raul, Duke, Gonzo. Sad to see Colin go. Sad to see Colin go. You guys will endure. We know, and so will he. We're both going to be super great. Gloomy Ghost. Reg, _ you later. J Fleming, 18. Bebnik. Bebenick, keep up the good work. Going to be honest that the hate is playing on my mind, but I'm staying positive for you guys. Thank you. Nabshin, 186. Wanted to thank you guys personally for hanging out and helping my co-host from Irrational Passions. Means a lot. Send Alex O'Neill at AlFighter27, or AlFighter27. I've always said this too. Alex O'Neill, great kid, terrible fucking, terrible Twitter name. AlFighter27, some sweet nasty love. Fist Flurry, 1991. Colin was the main reason I started watching Beyond many years ago. But I love everything you all do and will continue to support Kinda Funny. I hope you guys will keep us updated on what Colin does next. That's the plan. Obviously, when he has something to talk about, we want to have him on the Game Over Greggy show for his final hurrah, but not that he'll be allowed back whenever he wants to come back. Vasquez Fam, Chaos Man 8, Zonked 28, JSC 828, Master Exploder, Colby Connor. In these tough times, I think we all could use a docudrama detailing Nick's rise through the ranks to attain the Kinda Funny world champ in the style of Rocky. Mm-hmm. Nick's already Kinda Funny Stallone, and Greg makes an oddly perfect Apollo.
It's true. You are a great Apollo. I've often thought about you as the Apollo to my Rocky.
No. Apollo won the first match.
That's true, you're right.
Griffman, -89.
Because Greg lost both matches.
B-Dolphin, Melancholy, 179. Hoffman plays Anarchy Wherever. Tommy Tanaka. Aaron, a.k.a. Letfum. Blind Stardust.
Switch mothership.
Jared the Mart.
You're a six out of a bitch.
Get off the peninsula and get on the mothership. We're taking this thing intergalactic,
yeah,
bitch.
We are, baby.
Xavran 01, Mr. Pineapple. Nope, Sir M. Pineapple. Sorry, didn't want to give you the wrong title. Frostosaurus. Yeah. Daganada Gate. Flashy Andy, 9 months. We just had a baby. We sure did. A Twitch baby, Flashy Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for support. Thank you for being better to each other each and every day. My name's Greg. This is Nick. And until tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, when the one and only Portillo the Wiener Dog will join us.
Yay.
It's been our pleasure to serve you.